This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Replacement Maya by MaxOut09.
Chapter 01.
You want me to have an affair? Cried my husband. With my secretary! It's not an affair if I suggest it. I grumbled. You know she isn't the same Maya. Responded my husband defensively. I'm completely over her. You are my present and future. I took a deep breath. My husband's reaction wasn't unexpected. How many wives would propose that their husbands start an extramarital relationship? We met in college when I was a freshman and he was a sophomore. I was a 5'8" redhead with an athletic body and a flirty personality. Michael stood at 5'11" with frat boy good looks and a cocky attitude to go with it. We hit it off from the start and dated for the next 3 years. The wrinkle in what would have been a storybook relationship occurred when we agreed to take a gap year when Michael graduated. During our break, I took advantage of my freedom and experimented with a female classmate, and after graduation my girlfriend and I went our separate ways and I sought out Michael. That's when I found out about Maya, not his current secretary, but the original Vietnamese beauty. Standing 5'4", she had the perfect figure, beautiful olive skin, short black hair, a bewitchingly beautiful face, and a personality you could not help falling in love with. Combined with Michael's all-American good looks, they made a handsome couple, the perfect mix of sugar and spice. Add her flirty personality and wild sex drive and it was no contest. When I told Michael I thought we would only be apart for a year and that I loved him, he told me he was sorry, but he loved someone else. His statement devastated me. The perfect man for me was with the perfect woman for him, and it wasn't me. I cried myself to sleep that night, and several after. It was when I masturbated thinking of Michael that my infatuation started. The image quickly switched to Michael and Maya, resulting in the strongest orgasm of my life. My attitude shifted after that, and for the next 6 months I had no interest in dating. My sex life consisted of masturbating to the thought of the two of them together. Then out of the blue, she left him. A few years older, Maya became bored with the relationship and hooked up with an older rich man. Michael was devastated. It was then that we re-established our relationship, him losing the love of his life and me gaining mine back. We dated for a year and married. Michael, an okay computer consultant, discovered he was a much better project manager and quickly moved up to division head with a corner office and secretary. I capitalized on my cute but non-threatening looks and outgoing attitude to build a successful real estate practice, and together we led a happy married life. I even got to reap the benefits from Maya's training, as Michael was now a far better lover. My fantasies of Michael and Maya returned when his secretary retired and he was assigned a new one. Maya, the secretary and not his old lover, was a 5'4", 20-year-old Hispanic woman with long dark hair and olive skin. Her physical similarities to the original Maya were obvious. So much that Michael tried to downplay the resemblance, stating his new secretary was shy and a little overweight. Not the confident, aggressive femme fatale his old lover was. However, all those assertions dissolved when I made a surprise visit to his office and saw the woman myself. There was no mistaking that bright smile and bedroom eyes. With a little weight training and a trip to the salon, she would look exactly like the old Maya. It was also obvious that the new Maya had a bit of a crush on my husband. Michael defended himself, stating that the company assigned her, and he had no input. But that made no difference. The connection was made, and that night we had the best sex we ever had. My husband's fantasy lover was back. I started teasing him about his work wife, and after he realized I had no issues, he started opening up. Maya was a good girl but made poor relationship choices. Both of her high school boyfriends cheated on her, and she even continued to date one while he saw the other woman. After high school, she dated an older guy. Because she could not yet drink, he'd hooked up with other women at bars. Her most recent boyfriend broke it off when his wife found out about their relationship, so I knew she would accept being a mistress. It was only her hesitation that kept her from coming on to him. If Michael made the first move, she would willingly accept his advances. Michael, I continued, taking hold of his hand. I love you with all my heart, and I know you love me. When you were dating Maya, I was devastated, but I was also highly aroused thinking of the two of you together and got off on your relationship. So much so that I had dreams of being her bridesmaid at your wedding and helping her get dressed for the big event, knowing it would be you who undressed her. I even dreamed of watching the two of you making love. When she broke your heart, I was happy to have you back and took a perverse pleasure from being the second choice, yet I was a bit saddened that I lost that fantasy. You got a thrill of seeing Maya and me together? Questioned my husband. Is that why you wanted to be our friend? You weren't trying to sabotage the relationship? You wanted to watch? Yes, I whimpered, speaking of my feelings for the first time. I wanted to be a cuckqueen. I got off on the thought of you being with her. In an odd way, I wanted that more than being with you.
A cuckqueen? Asked my husband.
It's a woman whose boyfriend, or husband, has sexual relations with another woman with her blessing, I described. It is a fetish where a woman is aroused by the sexual infidelity of her partner, and I have it with Maya.
Both of them?
Both? Asked my husband in surprise that I gave a quick nod.
Yes, both.
Maya is my secretary, replied Michael. It can be dangerous, and I do not think she would be comfortable with you getting off on us being intimate. I know for a fact she is strictly heterosexual. We don't need to tell her, I countered, letting my fantasies flow for the first time. Let her think it's a secret affair. My arousal grew as my fantasy transformed into a proposal. Michael looked nervous, but I knew he was considering it.
Look, you said Maya is about to turn 21?
Yes, on the 14th, answered Michael. You also said she has no plans to celebrate the milestone as it's a weekday and her closest friends are still underage or away at college, right?
Right,
stated Michael. Offered to take her for drinks after work in celebration of her turning 21.
I suggested.
Take her to one of those nice, expensive bars. One she and her friends would never afford. One where older gentlemen take their younger lovers. Get an expensive dinner, and buy her some exotic fruity drinks. Make her feel special and appreciated. Flirt with her, and see if she is interested. If it's successful, we will take it from there. You want me to ask Maya out on a date in the hope she'll want to have an affair? Inquired Michael. But it wouldn't be an affair because you'd know.
Exactly.
I smiled and leaned in to give him a kiss. Michael responded by wrapping me in his arms. His arousal was obvious as I pressed against his hardened penis. Breaking the kiss, I grabbed his hand and led him to the bedroom, and picked up where we left off. Our hands roamed over each other's bodies, and a slight shiver ran through me when I thought that my hands would soon be replaced by Maya's. Crawling onto the bed, I started to pull off my shirt as Michael did the same. Married for 6 years and now both in our 30s, we had the maturity of adults, but the vitality of youth. We both made it a priority to hit the gym at least twice per week. Michael, to do weights to keep his muscle tone and me cardio to preserve my lean figure. Michael joked that if he lost his six-pack, he wouldn't buy any more six-packs. As he stood shirtless before me, there was no risk of him going dry. However, the balance was changing. In college, we relied on our looks. Women had the advantage as our beauty was prized above all else. As we matured, this characteristic slowly diminished, replaced with wealth, maturity, and poise, attributes that favored men. Michael was still attractive and now even more so as he was seen as successful. Charming and engaging, he could attract women as they saw him as a valuable catch. He knew how to strike up a conversation, and no matter where we were, women approached him like men used to do to me when I was in my 20s. While Michael's appeal was reaching its apex, my desirability was fading. Still considered attractive, I no longer had the advantage of youth. I could still wear miniskirts, but they now looked best when they were not too short and worn with pantyhose. I attracted attention, but my display of success was more a preservation of my youthful beauty than an enhancement. However, I stopped thinking when Michael leaned forward and kissed between my breasts. As I mentioned, Michael's time with the original Maya resulted in dramatic improvements in his lovemaking skills. No longer focused on his own pleasure, Michael now paid attention to his partner's needs. This attention heightened my arousal and worked to drive me to want him more than anything. As he made his way up to my neck, I worked to undo his belt, clasp, and zipper. Released from its confinement, his penis extended to its full 8 inches, tending the front of his boxers. Most men boast about the size of their penis. Michael had the meat to back it up. Long enough to fill me, but not so long that it hurt instead of pleasured. Pulling away, Michael looked into my lust-filled eyes and with the cocky grin I first fell in love with, he slid his hands over my hips to unbutton my skirt. In no time, we removed our undergarments and looked at each other's naked body. Michael reached out and traced my areoli, teasing my erect nipple and unable to take more I wrapped my legs around him pulling him against me. Knowing what I wanted, Michael positioned the tip of his penis against my moistened lips and pressed into my channel, quenching the burning between my legs. As he pumped in and out of me, I relished the feeling of his shaft sliding against my inner walls. In a matter of seconds I had my first orgasm and Michael continued to pleasure my body for several more until he had his own climatic release. Laying side by side, we were both panting heavily from the pleasure we had received. The pleasure brought on by the thought of Maya.
Chapter 02.
When I offered to take Maya out for her 21st birthday, she let out a squeal and gave me a hug, pressing her breasts into my lower chest. Given our differences in height, her head fit comfortably under my chin and I wrapped my arms around her shoulders, keeping her in place. The excitement of not missing this rite of passage and doing it in such a grand fashion overwhelmed her normal shy and reserved demeanor.
Thank you, Mr. McCones,
chirped Maya as she tried to regain control of her emotions.
I've never been to a bar.
Easy, Maya. I smiled as I placed my hands on her shoulders.
And you can call me Michael. At least when we are in private. You are a wonderful young woman, and we will have a wonderful time.
Thank you, Mr. Sorry, Michael, smiled Maya.
Do I need to do anything?
No, I replied. Just wear something that works in the office and for a night on the town. Also plan on going to the hair salon at lunch for your hair and makeup. I want you looking your best on your big day.
I definitely will,
clapped Maya before giving me another hug.
Thank you, Michael. This is the best birthday gift anyone has ever given me.
As Maya scurried out of my office, I couldn't help looking at her ass, something a boss should never do to his employee. But if all went to plan, Maya would soon be my lover and I would be doing more than just looking.
How did it go?
Asked my Julie as soon as I entered our house.
She's thrilled.
I responded as I wrapped my hands around my wife.
Are you sure you want me to do this? We still have time to back out.
Yes, I want to do this.
Shot Julie before giving me a passionate kiss.
Now let's celebrate.
Julie pulled me into the bedroom like a woman possessed. She quickly removed her clothes and looked me right in the eye.
Now fuck me hard.
After witnessing my wife's reaction, I knew there was no doubt Julie wanted me to have sex with Maya. And realizing I could have both the love of my life and the representation of the woman I lusted for, I removed my pants. When I told Maya she didn't have to do anything, I did not realize that meant Julie would do everything. She made the reservation at a restaurant down the street from a high-end nightclub, telling the hostess it was for the 21st birthday of my special friend. She also reserved a room at one of the nicer hotels, saying I needed a place to consummate our relationship. Julie even took it upon herself to get Maya a gift, which she wrapped and told me to give to Maya just before we started our night out. On the morning of the big day, Julie moved about the house like a socialite prepping for a grand party. Dressed in a pink satin negligee with black lace edging, she almost made me forget I was prepping for a date with another woman. As I buttoned my dress shirt, she bent over to remove what she called my sexy suit from its dry cleaning bag, the fabric of her satin shorts stretching tight over her ass. She brought me each item like a servant for her master.
Isn't this exciting? Whispered Julie as she assisted me with my suit coat. Are you sure you want me to do this?
I replied, looking at the image of us in the mirror. Me projecting an image of power and my wife one of beauty.
Yes, smiled my wife. Now go to work. I will handle the check-in and get the room ready for your big night with a bottle of champagne in the mini fridge and two flutes on the tray. I will also loosen the bed covers. You know how hard it is to pull those things out. However, I may have to masturbate before I leave. While Maya is at the salon, I will drop off the key. It sounds like you have the whole night planned out.
I replied, turning to face my wife.
You have no idea.
Purred Julie before giving me a kiss. Walking into my office, I took a deep breath. I may be the one having sex with Maya, but Julie was defiantly directing the action. Opening my briefcase, I pulled out the expertly wrapped gift and a nanny cam picture frame. I placed the gift in my desk and the picture of me and my wife into the new frame. Julie purchased it so she could see my office interactions with Maya. However, the biggest surprise was when my phone dinged, and I saw the communication string Julie had with Maya.My wife's real estate office used a communication app that allowed texting and photo sharing. The app had the unique feature that allowed access with a third party and for them to communicate as if they were the person listed. Agents used this feature to allow other agents to cover for them without the client realizing they were communicating with a different agent. Julie set up an account posing as me and had me get Maya to download the app and accept her invitation. My account was linked to July's, aka Michael, so Julie and Maya were the primary parties. I was granted access when Julie allowed IT.IT seen Maya put on a little fashion show last night, trying different outfits and sending pictures for my approval. Julie settled on a black mid-thigh flared skirt, with a white figure-hugging blouse and a burgundy satin tank top underneath. With the shirt buttoned, it was sexy but still office-appropriate. But with several of the buttons open, it was perfect for a night out. Several minutes later, Maya was walking into my office with a playful smile on her face.
So what do you think, Mr. McCones?
Asked Maya as she did a quick spin, causing her skirt to flare out, giving me a view of her legs and ass.
I think you look amazing.
I complimented.
Thank you, Michael.
Smiled Maya.
I'm so excited about tonight.
So am I.
I replied.
Really?
Questioned Maya.
Of course.
I stated.
What man would not be excited about taking a beautiful woman out to dinner?
Thank you, Michael.
Replied Maya in a shy voice.
This really means a lot to me. Well, you deserve it, Maya. Now get your ass to your desk. We have work to do.
Yes, Mr. McCones.
Giggled Maya as she turned to leave. Her skirt flaring up as she turned.
So, how is it going?
Asked my wife as she walked into my office wearing one of her regular realtor outfits. A fitted blouse and a knee-length fitted skirt. Cute and a little sexy, but not threatening to the wives.
So far so good.
I replied.
Maya is at the salon and is very excited about tonight.
Wonderful.
Responded Julie as she sat on the corner of my desk and placed her foot on my chair between my legs.
I see you're excited as well? I'd guess not as excited as you are.
I replied.
I had to masturbate on the bed.
Offered Julie with a naughty smile.
The reservation is all set, and I requested they bring a half bottle of champagne to your table once you're seated to toast the birthday girl.
I also booked you in one of the bridal suites for the big event.
Bridal suite. I teased.
First impressions are important.
Responded Julie.
I've known Maya for over a year.
I countered.
We're well past first impressions. Well, tonight Maya will be getting a new impression of you.
Purred Julie.
I'll be sitting in the lobby. After you take Maya home, come back to the room, and you can tell me all about it.
With that, Julie pulled the hotel key card out of her blouse and dropped it on my desk before walking out. And for a second time that day, I watched a woman's ass as she left my office. Maya was acting like a young girl waiting to see her idol as the afternoon drew to a close. To help keep our date a secret, I told her to sit at her desk and look busy until 5:30, when the office cleared out. At 5:23, Maya burst into my office.
The last people just left,
announced Maya in an excited voice.
Someone is sure excited to get drunk.
I laughed.
It's my first time,
stated Maya in defense. The image that statement brought up was not lost on me.
Well, I'll do my best to make it special,
I replied. I also got you a little something. Opening my drawer, I pulled out the gift my wife purchased.
Oh, Michael, you didn't have to,
stated Maya as she walked around my desk and took the gift.
Not after everything you planned for me.
I wanted to, I responded, tearing off the paper. Maya opened the box.
It's beautiful,
gasped Maya as she removed the silver necklace with a heart-shaped ruby pendant.
Is it real?
Yes, I guessed as I saw what my wife bought my secretary for the first time.
I cannot accept this,
stated Maya.
It's your birthday,
I countered, taking the necklace and moving behind her, and you deserve it.
With a motion practice on my wife, I clasped the necklace.
How does it look?
Smiled Maya as she caressed the ruby resting above her breasts.
Like it belongs on you,
I replied.
I have to see,
squealed Maya as she hurried to the bathroom. Taking out my phone, I texted my wife.
You got her a ruby necklace, winky face,
texted my wife. If I remember correctly, red was the old Maya's favorite color.
It was, but we're talking about Maya, my secretary.
A ruby necklace seems over the top. We're talking about Maya, your new lover, so it's very appropriate. Besides, women like jewelry. Bonus points, did she like it?
She loved it. Looking up, I saw Maya returning from the bathroom, and while she tried to contain her excitement, her whole demeanor had changed as if the necklace was the last part of her transformation. Maya had started the day in what could be best described as sexy office attire, enough to draw attention but not enough to be called out. Her trip to the salon transformed her normal cute office look into a feminine beauty, her dark hair spilling in waves over her shoulders. Her eyes, enhanced by dark eyeliner and false eyelashes, gave them a sultry look. The foundation and blush made her skin glow, and the deep red of her lips glistened in the light, inviting a kiss. Her blouse was now unbuttoned, displaying the ruby just above her red satin tank top. She no longer looked office appropriate but ready for a night on the town, and walked with a swagger that caused her skirt to swish playfully, exposing her thighs.
It's incredible, smiled Maya as she stopped before me, pushing out her chest.
Thank you so much, Michael. I've never owned a piece of real jewelry.
I agree, it's incredible, I responded, as I drank in the sight of her cleavage. Pulling my eyes from her chest, I was met by the captivating smile of the old Maya, and I could not help but associate her with my old lover.
Shall we go?
I asked as I removed my tie and loosened my shirt for our night out.
Yes, please,
chirped Maya. The night continued much the same. Maya was impressed with the restaurant, it being her first time at such a fancy place. She was excited when the waiter brought out a bottle of champagne, and after I ordered for us, we toasted her becoming an adult. At the end of dinner, the wait staff brought out a small chocolate cake with two spoons singing happy birthday, the Maya smile from earlier on her face. At the bar, she continued to let me order for her, and I supplied a selection of cocktails. I kept my hand on her lower back, occasionally sliding over her ass, and making sure I rubbed against her when we danced. Sitting at our table, I ordered two Mietiaes, continuing her alcoholic exploration.
What?
I asked, catching her looking at me.
Just thinking about how wonderful you are,
responded Maya. The alcohol loosening her inhibitions. Reaching out, I caressed the side of her face.
Well, I'm just trying to match my company, I stated. I'm serious,
laughed Maya.
This night is perfect.
I don't know how I can ever repay you. With my hand still caressing her neck, I knew this was my opening and leaned in for a kiss. Not a passionate kiss, but a long, slow, tender kiss, the kind lovers did. A kiss that Maya accepted.
Wow,
breathed Maya.
Are you sure you're okay with this? I mean, you're my boss and married.
Absolutely, I responded, caressing her face once again.
Are you?
Absolutely, smiled Maya. Julie's planning paid off as the trip to the hotel was short and did not impact the mood. Sending Maya to the bathroom to cover for me not having to check, and we made our way to the room my wife reserved. After entering, I wrapped Maya in my arms and pulled her into my body. Our lips pressed together as our bodies merged. Maya let out a short moan as I pushed her against the wall, pinning her body with my own as the passion of our kiss increased, and I dove my tongue into her mouth. Finally, breaking apart, I turned on the light.
It's huge,
gasped Maya as she walked into the room and did a spin, causing her skirt to flare out.
I've never seen a hotel room that was more than a bedroom.
The room was impressive. Instead of the standard little hallway, bathroom and bedroom, Julie booked a suite which included a sitting room with a sofa, chairs, a desk and a little dining area. A set of French doors led to a bedroom area.
I wanted to make sure it was special,
I responded as I walked to the minibar. Seeing the two champagne flutes left by my wife, I opened the fridge and removed the bottle of champagne. The loud pop caused Maya to squeal and return her attention to me.
More champagne,
purred Maya as I filled the flutes.
A special drink for a special occasion,
I replied.
Yes, very special,
replied Maya as she caressed my arm with her free hand.
Happy birthday, Maya,
I stated, holding up my glass.
Thank you,
responded Maya before taking a sip.
I seem to be saying that a lot today. Well, I hope to hear you say it one more time.
I smiled as I pulled her close for a kiss.
I hope so too, whispered Maya. So what do we do now? Without saying a word, I removed my jacket and started to unbutton my shirt. With a nervous smile, Maya started to do the same. Our eyes remained locked as we worked the buttons of our shirts, then sliding them off, leaving us in our undershirts, me a white tee and Maya in her satin shirt. Taking the initiative for the first time, Maya grasped the bottom of my tee and pulled it over my head.
"Oh my God!"
gasped Maya as she ran her hands over my hardened stomach.
"You have a six-pack. I never felt abs like these before. They feel amazing."
Smiling, I grasped the bottom of Maya's shirt, lifting it over her stomach before revealing her breasts contained within her bra.
"Amazing," I replied as I gazed at her body.
"So we both have something to play with,"
smiled Maya, her red lips framing her brilliant white teeth.
"Definitely,"
I replied as I reached behind her back and unclasped her bra. Larger than I expected, her breasts were firm and perfectly shaped, capped by her hardened nipples. Reaching out, I gently caressed the soft skin of her breasts, my fingers sliding over the tender undersides and then her areolae. I teased her erect nipple before giving them a pinch. Maya let out a soft moan. With her hands on my shoulders, I wrapped my arms around her and pulled her close. Maya's breasts pressed against me as her hard nipples poked my chest, and my cock strained to break free of my pants.
"I see someone else is excited about tonight,"
laughed Maya as she rubbed against my dick.
"You have no idea,"
I growled, pulling her in for another kiss. Panting for breath, I dropped to my knees and placed my hands on her legs, sliding them up her thighs. I could feel her lust as I grasped the waistband of her pantyhose and panties and pulled them down. Standing before me now topless and wearing only a skirt, my arousal increased at the thought of asking my wife to have Maya come to work without underwear. Taking the final step, Maya placed her hand on the waist of her skirt and slid it over her hips, causing her last piece of clothing to drop to the floor. Standing before me wearing only the necklace I gifted to her earlier today. A little heavier than my old Maya, but they shared the same light brown skin. My new Maya's breasts and hips are a little rounder as well. Unable to hold back, I grasp Maya and pull her up. Instinctively, Maya wrapped her legs around my hips and pulled her pelvis tight to my groin. With my hands now holding her ass, I walked to the bedroom and dropped her on the bed. Maya watched as I removed my pants and climbed onto the bed and kissed every inch of her body, beginning at her navel and slowly working my way to her breasts. Their firm flesh filled my mouth as I nibbled and suckled. Maya's moans filling the room, interspersed with my name. Moving higher, I kissed her collarbone and then her neck. Reaching her face, she looked up at me and I could see the want in her eyes. Positioned as we were, the tip of my penis pressed against her vagina.
"Take me," whispered Maya. As I moved up for another kiss, my hardened cock, which was promised to my wife, slipped easily into her warm wetness. Maya's cry was smothered by our kiss, and she moaned into my mouth. Pinning her arms to the bed, I slowly started to piston in and out as she gripped my cock with her pelvic muscles.
"It feels so good,"
moaned Maya.
"You feel so good,"
I responded, pushing into her.
"It feels like you were made for my dick. Like it belongs to it."
"It does know," replied Maya.
"So you're mine,"
I continued, driving in and out.
"Yes, I'm yours,"
gasped Maya.
"I'm yours.
Just please fuck me."
"I will," I growled. "Many, many times."
"Oh, Michael. Oh, Michael, I'm coming.
I'm coming,"
screamed Maya. Her first orgasm was powerful, and her whole body went rigid as she arched her back. Wave after wave of ecstasy washed over her as she cried out, her vagina gripping my penis as a flood of cum spilled onto the sheets. Without giving her time to catch her breath, I rotate her onto her hands and knees. Looking down at Maya's shapely ass, I caressed it before giving her a playful little slap. She groaned as I pushed my cock into her for a second time and grabbed the headboard as she screamed my name. Our bodies slapped together loudly and the bed rocked as I pounded her as hard as I could.
"Don't stop,"
screamed Maya.
"Don't ever stop.
You own my pussy. Use it. Use my pussy." With that, my cock exploded inside of her as we climaxed together. Maya collapsed before me. Both of us were spent as we laid next to each other.
"Happy birthday, Maya,"
I breathed.
"Thank you,"
stated Maya in a dreamy voice.
"Best birthday ever."
Rolling to our side, we kissed tenderly, like two lovers.
"I love it when we kiss,"
I state.
"I love it when we fuck,"
giggled Maya.
"Well, then we will need to do both more often,"
I replied.
"Yes, please,"
smiled Maya just before we kissed. Sitting in the lobby, I spotted my husband and his new enamorada just after midnight. I smiled as I saw Maya holding Michael's hand, implying the night was a success, and made my way to the elevator. As I pulled out my key card, the door down the hall opened and a woman in her 50s walked out holding an ice bucket.
"You must be Maya,"
she smiled.
"Say hello to Michael for me."
With that, she gave me a wink and walked down the hall. I smiled back and slipped into the room, which smelled of sex. The main room looked hardly touched, with an open bottle of champagne and two champagne flutes, the only evidence they were there. Picking up the bottle, I refilled the glass with the lipstick mark and took a drink. The bedroom was a very different scene, showing obvious signs of physical activity. As I laid across the bed, I felt the wet spot where Maya had come, placing my nose to the sheet. I took a deep draw, studying her smell before licking her secretions from the sheet. Returning to the hotel after dropping Maya off at her home, I nervously entered the room, dark with a little light coming from the bedroom door. As I reached the bedroom, I spotted my wife in the pink nightie she wore yesterday lying across the bed, a glass of champagne in her hand. The lovely woman staying next door asked me to say hello to Michael. Purred my wife.
Now take off your clothes and come here and show me exactly why she would ask me to say that.
Chapter 03.
Reading my wife's text, I wondered what she meant. Wait till you see the old Maya. For the past several months I've been having an affair with my secretary, the new Maya. Or at least that is how Maya saw it. In reality, the relationship was entirely my wife's idea. Originally college sweethearts, Julie and I agreed to take some time off after school. It was then that I met and fell in love with the original, or old Maya, and it was after she dumped me that Julie and I rebuilt our relationship. Even though we weren't dating at the time, I had always felt a bit of remorse for spurning Julie's love for the one who, in the end, spurned mine. However, it seemed my regret was misplaced as my wife confessed that she had a cuckqueen fetish with my old lover, a fetish my secretary had awoken. Looking very similar, and sharing a first name, Julie suggested I start a sexual relationship with the new Maya as a proxy for my old lover. She even planned a birthday seduction, and Maya and I have been seen each since. While Maya was unaware that my wife even knew of our relationship, Julie was very much involved, scheduling our dates and administering our affair better than most of the IT projects I managed. Part of that involvement had me quitting the gym my wife and I belonged to and joining a trendy gym with Maya. Julie signed her up for aerobics and yoga and had me assisting with weight training. Convincing Maya to use an exercise app, Julie was able to track Maya's progress in achieving my former lover's body shape. With the app and the help of discrete body height comparisons, Julie created an accurate picture of Maya's physical attributes. She even went so far as to purchase an adjustable dressmaker's dummy, which she set to Maya's height and size, so she could have a physical representation. Once Maya physically matched my former lover, Julie encouraged her to dress in the style of the old Maya. Julie spent many hours reviewing her purchases and offering advice on what I would like to see, yet making it appear off the cuff. This led to Maya complimenting me on my knowledge of the female body as well as clothing styles. Knowledge I correctly attributed to my wife. However, my wife's reference to the old Maya made me nervous and was on the lookout for my secretary's arrival, and what I saw made me gasp. The old Maya walked through the door. It was only after I had gathered my wits that I noticed the Maya before me was younger than what my old lover would be, and walked with the excitement of my secretary and not the confidence of the old Maya. It seemed my wife had convinced my secretary to get the old Maya's hairstyle. With her bright smile, Maya walked up to my office. "What do you think?" chirped my secretary as she fluffed her now shortened hair. Gone was my secretary's charismatic long hair, replaced with the short, wavy hairstyle that was the hallmark of my old lover. Not wanting to cause a scene, I ushered her into my office. "Do you like it?" inquired Maya. "I told the stylist to copy the style in the photo you sent. I have to admit, it hasn't been this short since I was 2 and I feel like a whole new person." Still stunned, I circled Maya, my hand caressing her exposed neck. With her weight reduction and clothing change, she looked exactly how I remembered my old lover. To say I liked it would have been a great understatement. "I think it looks absolutely amazing," I said, finding the ability to speak. Moving my hands down the contours of Maya's body and over the curve of her hips, I cupped her ass, pulling her against me. "If I knew you'd like it so much, I would have cut it my first day on the job," teased Maya as she gave me a soft kiss. "My mother was shocked when she saw it, and my father didn't even recognize me. I'm sure they'll get used to it," I responded as I sat on my office's sofa. Needing a completely new wardrobe after her weight loss, Julie made sure Maya looked pleasing to me. Today was no exception, wearing a fitted blouse and a tight high-waisted pencil skirt that ended mid-thigh. Pulling her onto my lap, exposing the lace tops of her stockings, and after wiggling her ass into my crotch, she crossed her legs, causing her skirt to ride up even farther, revealing a band of flesh. "You liking it is all that matters," smiled Maya before giving me another kiss. "I like it very much," I replied, as I caressed the soft skin exposed between the hem of her skirt and the top of her stocking. Sensing my intent, Maya uncrossed her legs, giving me access to the cavity between her thighs. "In fact, I think we should skip the gym tonight and have a more private workout." "Yes, please," smiled Maya as my finger traced her hairless slit. Julie had requested and paid for Maya to have laser hair removal, ensuring her body would remain hair-free. "However, there is a little problem you've created that needs to be handled before we can start work," I stated. "I would be happy to take care of your little problem, Mr. McCones," purred Maya as she pushed into my erection before sliding off my lap and onto her knees. "We started this risky adventure soon after we started our sexual relationship. In fact, I watched my wife, acting as me, flirt with Maya over the app, with my wife ending the string by asking Maya to come into my office and get under my desk to take care of the little problem she created. A request Maya happily compiled with .as Maya undid my pants. I ran my fingers through her shortened hair, enraptured at how much she now looked like my old lover. Keeping eye contact, Maya licked around the tip of my cock before driving it into her mouth. I gave a deep satisfying growl as her tongue curled around my shaft and Maya gave a sensual moan as if she was eating a chocolate cake. Maya's technique had improved immensely since the start of our relationship. One learns the art of love making by doing, and as Maya saw me as the experienced lead, she was open to my guidance. The original Maya had taught me a lot in on how to pleasure a female partner and what a woman can do to please a man. As I passed on this knowledge, Maya went from a simple up and down motion to a more advanced process. Alternating suction and use of her tongue and teeth to tease and increase my pleasure to maximum arousal. Sensing I was about to come, Maya took a deep breath and pushed into my crotch, deep throating my cock and driving it beyond her gag reflex, an accomplishment she was very proud to master.
Clamping her lips around the base of my cock, Maya massaged my shaft with her tongue while trying to milk my sperm. Unable to resist her technique, I exploded down her throat as Maya consumed my cum like a sorority girl would a beer bomb. Pulling back, Maya made sure to suck any saliva and remaining sperm off of my shaft.
"Did that solve your problem, Mr. McCones?"
purred Maya as she knelt before me.
"Yes."
I breathed.
"You are becoming a very good problem solver."
"Thank you, Mr. McCones," replied Maya with a slight tease.
"I want to serve you to the best of my abilities."
I met my husband at the door in only my underwear and dress shirt.
"So how did she look?"
I inquired, trying to hide my excitement.
"She looked exactly as I remembered the old Maya,"
stated Michael excitedly.
"When I saw your text, I wondered what you meant. And when Maya entered the office, I thought she was the real Maya. It took me a few moments to realize it was my secretary. They looked so much alike it was frightening. I was shooting for arousing."
I purred, wrapping my arms around my husband.
"It was arousing,"
laughed Michael.
"Didn't you see the video of her going down on me?"
"I did." I smiled.
"Several times."
"Leaving out that I masturbated while watching it."
"Well, after work we skipped the gym and went to a hotel,"
teased Michael before giving me a kiss.
"Do you want to hear about it?"
"Definitely," I replied, kissing him back. "However, we should start referring to your secretary simply as Maya. I think she earned the right to be the one and only."
"Agreed," responded Michael as I led him to the bedroom.
"So tell me about it,"
I hissed as I crawled over Michael's naked body.
"From the look on your face, she performed very well. Maya's oral skills are awesome,"
started my husband.
"She took all my suggestions to heart, and now sucks like a pro. So there is nothing more to teach her?"
I inquired as I stroked his penis.
"Not really,"
breathed Michael as he focused on restoring his erection. After his tryst with Maya, he was well spent and required some effort to rise to the challenge.
"And how about at the hotel?"
I continued.
"The hotel was amazing,"
recalled my husband.
"I wish you could have seen it. Paint me a picture,"
I stated as I positioned myself above his now hardened penis, causing my fluids to drizzle on his shaft like some perverted confectionery creation. I let out a deep, satisfying moan as I impaled myself on his shaft. My husband waited patiently for me to regain my composure before he started his description. My actions with my husband were almost as planned as his with Maya. For the past several months, I've questioned Michael about his encounters, pulling out every detail. What she did well and what she needed to improve, and just as I shepherded her exercise and diet routine, I tracked her sexual performance, instructing my husband on how to make his mistress a better lover. Michael would then mentor Maya on how to improve her technique. Through this open sharing, Maya was able to become the perfect partner for my husband. As he said, there were few areas left for her to improve. I even changed our lovemaking process. When Michael stated Maya had become better than me at oral sex, I stopped going down on him and had Maya blow him in his office to celebrate the milestone. While he still used his incredible oral skills on me, Michael only received oral sex from his more effective lover. As Maya's physical appearance improved, I started to conceal mine, wanting my husband to associate his courtesan with sex. My current appearance was carefully chosen for just that purpose. Still in my dress shirt, my legs were exposed, but my body was effectively covered, removing most of the visual impact of my sex appeal. I also insisted on taking the lead when we made love. Michael was an aggressive lover, and we both preferred it when he was in charge. By having him lay there passive, all of his skills went unused, and it was my responsibility to build his arousal from his depleted state. Sex between us was now exclusively after his encounters with Maya. With her being first, she satisfied his sexual hunger and drained his endurance. By the time he came home, his needs were sedated, and I had to work to get him aroused for sex with an inferior partner. Lastly, I made sure we talked about Maya. Having my husband relive the encounter made our lovemaking more about his memory of Maya than my efforts. As Michael filled me in on the details, I rode his cock. Given my aroused state, my body was primed, and it wasn't long before a powerful orgasm surged through me. I let out a scream as my body spasmed with pleasure while, given my husband's current spent condition, Michael politely paused telling his story. Recovering from my orgasm, we were both spent, and I resumed my up and down motion as I worked at giving my husband a mild orgasm. Deep down, my arousal drew as I knew it would be nothing like the orgasms he had with Maya.
Chapter 04.
"This place is amazing," squealed Maya as she stepped into the apartment. 2 months ago, Maya came into my office flustered. Her parents, while in the US legally, announced they were moving back to Mexico to take over her grandparents' restaurant. That would leave Maya, a single child, and a US citizen, alone in the States. Still living at home, Maya didn't know if she could stay or where she would live. When I informed Julie, she took command of the situation. Being a real estate agent, she found a loft development, and using money she inherited from her grandparents, purchased a unit for Maya. The original plan was to buy a lake house, but Julie said we would get much more enjoyment out of a love nest for me than a weekend home for us. She argued that since Maya and my relationship was now firmly set, a dedicated space would be more accommodating. It would also make the relationship more genuine, as Maya would become a kept woman rather than an office fling. Personally, I believe Julie got off on the idea of being my mistress landlord, plus we could install discreet cameras throughout the unit, allowing Julie to watch our trysts like a personal reality show. "Technically it's my apartment," I laughed. "But I'm looking for a sexy tenant that is open to alternate payment methods." "Well, I would throw my panties into the ring."
teased Maya as she glanced over her shoulder. But I left them in your office. I'll count that as an offer. I replied as I followed her into the unit. While Maya was focused on the apartment, I was focused on her ass. Coming from work, Maya was dressed in a skirt and blouse that would be considered distracting if not for the loose blazer. Thanks to the diet and exercise program my wife created, Maya now had an incredible body and Julie made sure she dressed to please. Julie spent hours communicating with Maya, pretending to be me as they texted, reveling in what women love and men tolerate. Julie handled the small talk, maintaining the emotional relationship and discussing our sexual exploits. It was our unofficial agreement. I had the sexual relationship and Julie commandeered the emotional one. Not a day went by when I didn't see my wife focused on her phone, her playful smirk telling me she was conversing with Maya, guiding our relationship. It was only later that Julie informed me of what transpired, releasing the photos and the hundreds of texts shared. Julie's strategy was perfect. She got to be the controlling cuck queen and I had the appreciative girlfriend. Julie even decorated the unit in a very bachelor pad vibe, making the unit more for me than Maya. Being an old factory, units were built long and narrow with 20-foot ceilings, making it a true loft design. The front half was split into two floors with a bathroom and kitchen placed under a constructed loft that had a second bathroom and sleeping area. The main living space kept the 20-foot ceilings with windows overlooking the river and was divided into two areas. One side was a living area with a 72-inch 4K LED TV. I had argued for that same model for our home, but Julie would only let me get the 42-inch version. The seating consisted of a burgundy leather sofa and recliner with what could only be described as a sturdy coffee table that could stand up to playful use. The opposite side had a pool table and a steep metal staircase going to the loft. "You included a pool table," laughed Maya as she leaned over the side, causing her skirt to ride up, exposing her stocking tops. "I thought it would give us something to do," I teased back. While not one of my favorite games, Julie stated it was a traditionally manly bar game and required the player to bend forward, giving a premium view of a female player's ass, much like Maya was doing now. "The plan is for you to tell your parents this place belongs to a coworker who is moving to a different office for a few years and the company is subsidizing your rent," I explained. "So I'd be living in a coworker's apartment," purred Maya as she turned and pressed her ass against the pool table. "With an occasional roommate," I added with a smile. "So I'll have someone to play pool with," continued Maya playfully. "I have to see the second floor," announced Maya as she darted up the stairs. Their open design allowed me to confirm that Maya did indeed leave her panties at the office. "The bed is huge," continued Maya. "The loft consisted of a bathroom in the rear, with a shower large enough for two, and an open sleeping area in the front section." Again, Julie wanted the perfect layout. A king-sized wrought iron bed was placed against the back wall facing the living space below, and the windows beyond. On the wall shared with the staircase stood a row of mirrored armoires. A dresser and makeup vanity were placed on the opposite wall. There was an open space near the railing for a stripper pole to be installed after her parents helped her move in, along with a mirrored ceiling to be added over the bed. Like the living area below, the cameras gave an excellent view from every angle. "So this place is all for me?" inquired Maya as she removed her blazer. "For us," I responded as I admired Maya's outfit. Without the jacket, Maya looked every bit the office vixen. Her tight skirt sat high on her thigh and her fitted blouse hugged her trim waist and followed the swell of her breasts, highlighting her figure instead of softening it like the blouses my wife now wore. "No more sleazy hotel trysts," I continued, wrapping my arms around her and pulling her close. "But we still can be sleazy," purred Maya. "Yes, we can," I smiled before we kissed. As the kiss grew more passionate, I made sure Maya's back was to one of the cameras as I groped her ass, knowing my wife would be watching. "How about we cut the interview short, and I let you make a deposit using an alternative payment method?" breathed Maya as our lips parted. I responded by scooping her up and tossing her onto the bed. Maya gave off an excited squeal before settling on her knees, her skirt riding up and exposing her bare thighs. With a mischievous smile, she started to unbutton her blouse. Thanks to my wife's guidance, Maya's body was close to perfect. Julie kept her on a process of continuous improvement, the result being her waist, ass, legs, and breasts were amazing, and Maya knew all too well how much I enjoyed seeing her body. As each button was undone, more and more of her smooth skin was revealed until the last button, and she slipped the shirt off. Never breaking eye contact, she ran her hands over her body before reaching back and unhooking her bra, exposing her lovely breasts. Lowering her hands, I heard the zipper being pulled down the back of her skirt. With a little tugging, the skirt slipped over her hips, exposing her clean-shaven pussy before she dropped to her ass and pulled the garment over her legs. Maya now lay on the bed naked except for her stockings and the heart-shaped necklace I gifted her for her birthday, an item she always wore like a collar or wedding band symbolizing she was mine. I stood there for a few moments, fully clothed as Maya offered herself to me. I could tell how turned on she was by her shortness of breath, her flushed cheeks, and the look in her eyes. Not to mention her hardened nipples and moistened pussy. "Your body is a work of art," I commented. "Thank you," responded Maya, straightening her back and making her firm globes stick out prominently. The need to feel her body against mine was overwhelming, and after removing my clothes I climbed on the bed and leaned in for another kiss, more primal than our last. Pinning her in place, my tongue explored her mouth. Breaking the kiss, I positioned Maya so she is facing the top of the bed and the camera just behind. With a gentle push, Maya leaned forward, grasping the bed frame so her rear was presented to me. Maya had many amazing attributes, but her ass was my favorite, and I took a moment to admire its perfection. She let out a soft needy moan as I caressed their sensual curves before positioning my cock at the entrance of her pussy.
Yes,
cried Maya as I buried my cock inside her. Her tight channel wrapping around my shaft but due to her wetness having no trouble slipping in and out. Gripping her waist firmly I increased my rhythm. The sounds of our bodies colliding and Maya's moans of pleasure filled the room as we behaved like rutting animals. Gripping the bed frame tightly Maya gave off a satisfying moan as her body shivered from her climax. Kneeling behind her I smiled knowing I was about to give her several more. With Michael spending more of his evenings with Maya I once again walked into an empty house and after pouring myself a glass of wine made my way to my command center. Just as Michelle now had his love nest, I have my own room. In a way, it is my secret lair with a decidedly feminine touch. The room housed an extensive computer system to view the camera feeds, a comfortable reading chair, a cheval floor mirror, an antique steamer trunk, a high back oak chair, and the dressmaker's dummy set to Maya's size. Pulling back my Herman Miller office chair I took a seat and entered my password cupcake and the three high-resolution monitors come to life. The screen to my left displayed a picture of Michael and Maya sharing an intimate kiss. A physical copy of the photo sits on Maya's nightstand. On the right is a picture of Maya wearing a little black dress, an expensive designer item I bought for her, lying across the pool table, her garter straps and stockings visible as she smiled seductively while fondling two billiard balls. But my favorite was displayed on the middle screen. An image from the first time Maya and Michael made love in the loft. Maya's face had the look of happiness and contentment, her sultry eyes wide open and her lips parted in a smile as she basked in the afterglow of her orgasm. Below her face, you could see the sparkle from her heart-shaped ruby as it dangled between her bare breasts. My husband is in the background, his cocky smile showing his enjoyment in driving his lover to orgasm. Reaching out I caress the image before taking another drink. Looking at my phone tracker I see Michael and Maya have left the gym. Knowing time is short, I finish my wine and stand up to remove my clothing in preparation for the lover's tryst. While I shared my cuckqueen fetish with my husband, I kept my other penchant private. Naked I placed my hair in a high ponytail and unlocked the steamer trunk removing a set of latex panties and a bra equipped with little rubble knobs to stimulate my clit and nipples. Slipping the panties over my feet I pulled them up, wiggling my hips to get the tight garment in place. Next, I slipped the sport-like latex top over my head settling my two mounds within its molded cups. The black latex fits me like a second skin and I feel the little knobs teasing me as I move, enough to keep me aroused but not enough to get me off. Next, I cover my kinky outfit with a pair of stretch pants and a long sleeve top that hugged my body and highlighted my latex-enhanced breasts. Returning to the trunk I remove the eight sets of self-locking shackles attaching them to the top and bottom of the legs and the front and back of the armrests of the oak chair. Wheeling my office chair away from the desk I move the oak chair into its place. With my perch set, I return to the trunk to complete my outfit. A pair of blinders designed for pony play are strapped to my head before reaching into the trunk to remove the final item, a posture collar molded to cover my upper chest to just below my nose and ears. Cast in two halves I bring the front part towards my face and slip the built-in gag into my mouth holding it in place as I attach the back half. The thick rubber makes it very hard to move and the blinders effectively restrict my vision to what is directly in front of me. Sitting in the oak chair I activate the video feeds and see that Michael and Maya have entered the apartment. Michael in his gym shorts and T and Maya in a black and red sports bra and leggings. Maya and I spent hours online looking at clothes asking for my, i.e. Michael's, opinion on what she should buy. Her current outfit is made of figure-hugging lycra spandex and shows off her perfect body. The red pattern highlights the curve of her breasts and the leggings have a red heart, her trademark, on the back. The image was cut so her cheeks made up the top of the heart and the points split between her thighs giving it a three-dimensional look. As I think about how every male in the gym was envious of my husband I cannot help but press my hand against the front of my panties pushing the knobs into my crotch. I watched as they moved to the kitchen, Maya opening the fridge and bending at the waist showing her ass to Michael and the camera. As Maya emerged with two water bottles she handed one to Michael she used the coolness of the other to rub against her upper chest and exposed waist before taking a drink. Fighting my urge for relief I pull my hand from between my thighs and secured the shackles forcing my legs to remain open. Using my body, I slide the heavy chair forward until the chair is against the desk. After making sure the mouse was in easy reach I use my hands to push myself up, pressing my back to the chair, and slid down. Two small hooks catch under the back of the posture collar securing my upper body. It is now impossible for me to move unless I use my arms to lift myself. With everything in place I secure the shackles at my elbows and the one over my right wrist. Taking a deep breath I use the mouse to secure the final shackle. I'm now trapped, forced to watch my husband and his lover until the timer runs out in 6 hours, or until he leaves her apartment. I kept switching cameras as the two lovers moved about the apartment watching each caress and kiss as they make their way to the bed. My eyes remained focused on the screen as Michael pulled Maya's top over her head leaving her succulent breasts free to be admired. I fought my bindings as my husband fondled her breasts. Caressing them as a lover should, rubbing her nipples and making them respond to his touch. Maya's soft purr of pleasure competes against my whimper as I try to get some relief with the knobs in my bra. Moaning in frustration I watched Michael kiss and lick each breast before making his way down Maya's firm stomach. With a gentle pull, Michael removed Maya's leggings displaying her naked body. My shame fed my arousal as I watched my husband stripped of his clothes. My sex throbbing and desperate, calling for relief while I was unable to do anything but watch as Michael and Maya moved with the familiarity of lovers. All three of us let out a deep moan as my husband inserted the cock he pledged to me into his lover. Their passion grew as Michael pummeled her, expelling his pent-up lust into another woman, while my desire to be penetrated was left unfulfilled. Even without any direct stimulation, I felt a phantom cock matching my husband's rhythm as he pleasured Maya. My hips moved frantically, trying to stimulate my clitoris against the little knobs. As Maya orgasmed, calling out my husband's name, I achieved a self-induced one myself. Nowhere near as satisfying as Maya's, it did nothing to sedate my wants and wasn't close to making me come. I would now have to watch my husband give Maya several more until they had their fill. Michael would then get dressed and kiss his lover goodbye, allowing me to free myself from my bonds and prepare for his arrival. Michael would arrive home satisfied and sexually spent from his tryst, while I was desperate for relief. Michael would perform his martial chore, but it would take an effort on my part to arouse his tired body, something that came easy in his earlier efforts with Maya. Not that he would receive much satisfaction. Being on edge, my orgasm would erupt in a matter of seconds, completing Michael's obligation without any sexual gratification on his part. For that he had Maya.
Chapter 05
I held my breath as my husband returned home. While on his date with Maya, I texted that I had a surprise waiting for him. For the past several months, at my encouragement, Michael has been having a sexual relationship with Maya, his secretary, who looked like the Maya he dated before we married. His rejection of me to be with the original Maya led to my cuckqueen fetish, which lay dormant until I saw her doppelganger, the replacement Maya, at his office. Over time, I groomed his secretary into a replica of his old lover, making her a cupcake while she believed she was having an affair with my husband. Michael got to enjoy the benefits of my kink while I derived a perverted sense of pleasure watching them from afar. Yet even though I knew the intimate details of their relationship, I remained a hidden bystander. What I craved was to be knowingly supplanted, cast aside as my husband expressed his affection for another woman. This desire to interact made me decide I needed another more accommodating cupcake. Hence my overture to Amber. A fellow real estate agent at my firm, she was the selling agent for Maya's condo. A divorced mother of twins, Amber was a bubbly blonde with the girl next door good looks, the stereotypical cheerleader. In fact, she was a cheerleader from grade school through college, and is currently a member of the local pro football team cheer squad. Like me, Amber is bisexual, and seeing her as a potential cupcake, I revealed my arrangement with Michael. Attracted to both my husband and me, Amber liked the idea of becoming a cupcake and unicorn in my marriage. For her, it was strictly the thrill with no personal or marital consequences. We became partners both professionally and physically. Joining forces, we created a 51-49 partnership within our agency, sharing an office and clients. Amber, having the controlling share, effectively became my boss. Physically, we became lovers, not just for my personal pleasure but to keep Amber engaged. With Maya already taking much of Michael's time, I needed to ensure Amber felt secure, thus a lesbian relationship with me would keep her involved while Michael could devote the needed time to Maya. In effect, I was building and maintaining my husband's harem. As he stepped into the bedroom, Michael's eyes swelled in shock. I could just imagine what was going through his mind as he saw another woman in bed with his wife. While we didn't look alike, our bodies were near identical, having the same skin tone and measurements. In fact, Amber was wearing the lingerie I wore on my wedding night. Her soft breasts were supported by the same white bridal satin bra I wore for Michael. The matching garter belt, still stained with my husband's cum, emphasized her waist. The panties that held my dried secretions were now mixing with Amber's. A pair of white lace stockings completed her outfit. Wanting Michael to see us as a pair, I was dressed identically in brand new lingerie. Surprise! Giggled Amber. Michael, you remember Amber? I stated. The agent who sold me Maya's condo. The pro cheerleader.
Yes,
replied Michael, his eyes focused on Amber. Well, when I explained the reason for the condo, she was very interested. I continued. In fact, Amber expressed a desire to participate. We started working together and became intimate. However, since we both crave male companionship, it made no sense for Amber to find a man, not when I had one I was happy to share. So we agreed on a solution. We'll become a thruple, injected Amber. A romantic, loving, and sexual relationship between the three of us. Of course, we will take Julie's voyeuristic desires into consideration. Not that any of us would complain. Yes, I added. Amber will become our new cupcake and you can continue with Maya just as you have. Also, Amber and I agreed that we can only be penetrated by you. No more fingers, toys, or appropriately shaped food items. Your cock will be the only thing allowed to enter us. What do you think? I think we will be one big happy family. Smiled Michael as he approached, loosening his tie. The swelling of his cock was obvious, something I had not seen since he started his encounters with Maya. As Michael sat on the edge of the bed, Amber rose to meet him, pulling away from me and towards her new lover. I look forward to seeing more of you, teased Amber. While there is not much more of you to see, I'm very excited about seeing the rest, laughed Michael before giving Amber a soft kiss. The kiss felt like more of a betrayal than the act of sex, yet for me it was thrilling to be completely ignored. I listened to the sounds of their kissing as it became more passionate. The level of familiarity they showed with each other just added to my arousal. Breaking the kiss, Michael smiled at me and pulled Amber by her hips until she was laying on her back with her head on my lap. Michael was a master in the art of pleasuring women and understood the mental component women associate with sex. His creativity and ability to read female responses allowed him to use those skills to incredible advantage. While this was a first for Amber and me, the original Maya regularly brought other women into their lovemaking, making Michael an expert at MFF threesomes. Amber let out a soft sigh and her lovely blue eyes looked into mine as Michael pulled off her panties and placed soft kisses on her thighs. Her trademark smile spread across her face, exposing her white teeth. The type of smile that made you think she was thinking of doing something naughty, like having your husband go down on her. Amber kept her eyes on me. She wanted to watch me watching my husband please her. Knowing what she was about to experience, I smiled back. For me, watching my husband have sex live was a new high. I wasn't a hidden spectator but cast in a supporting role, cradling Amber's head as he pleasured her. I watched as the expressions washed over her face as her body was racked with pleasure. The soft moans escaping her lips filled my ears as she experienced Michael's expert technique, the volume increasing as her orgasm built, culminating in a loud scream as she pushed her head into my lap. I caressed her hair as her sexy smile returned her glassy eyes looking into mine. "Wow," gasped Amber. "That was amazing." Her cheeks were flushed with the afterglow of the truly satisfying experience. "I'm glad you liked it, but we're far from done," stated Michael as he started to remove his clothes. "I sure hope not," purred Amber. "We still have to consummate our thruple," replied my husband as he lifted Amber off my lap and laid her on the side of the bed. I moved to a kneeling position by her side as Michael climbed over her, his strong arms supporting him as he looked at her smiling face. After a passionate kiss, Michael positioned the head of his penis between her wet lips and Amber spread her legs in anticipation. Moving his hips forward, I watched my husband's cock disappear into another woman. Michael started to slowly piston in and out, almost teasingly as Amber closed her eyes and arched her back, moaning with pleasure. Michael picked up the tempo, driving his shaft into her sex, again and again. Amber's arousal building with each pump. I watched Michael fuck Maya many times in the privacy of my lair, but this time I was physically present. I felt the bed shifting and the cries of pleasure echoing in the room. The smell of sex filled the air. But most importantly, both my husband and Amber knew I was here, watching them. I had to fight the urge to reach out and interact with the couple, turning their intimate moment into a threesome. Instead, I let my hand slip over my panties and rubbed my wet slit. I wanted to plunge my finger into my pussy as that was the only way I could achieve self-pleasure, but I promised Michael I wouldn't. I could only watch as Amber panted in delight as Michael pushed her towards climax while my own body burned with need. Suddenly, Amber thrashed beneath him and Michael's body stiffened as he ejaculated into her womb. My pussy spasmed in response as Amber's body trembled from the multiple orgasms she received. With a deep sigh of pleasure, Michael rolled to her side, the two of them basking in the afterglow. "That was by far the best orgasm I have ever had," proclaimed Amber. "I'm glad you enjoyed it," breathed Michael. "You were fantastic. We're going to be doing that again," stated Amber. "That was the greatest sex of my life." There was an air of entitlement in Amber's voice, as if access to my husband was her right. "After all, we are now a thruple."
"Yes," replied Michael.
"I have to keep my wives happy."
"Good,"
laughed Amber. "I would hate to cut Julie off."
"Right, Julie?"
"Yes, Amber," I whispered. The first time I was included in their activities. Amber smiled at me in response, assertive in her position. "Julie, how about you cleaning me out? Show Michael know how much you enjoy my pussy." Like an obedient servant, I crawled between Amber's legs and began to lick my own pussy, soaking my panties as I tasted my husband's sperm mixed with her juices. Amber moaned in delight as she ran her fingers through my hair as if caressing a pet.
"Good girl,"
purred Amber. "You like that, don't you? Eating Michael's cum from my pussy?" Held in place, I could only moan in repose as I worked to slurp down the mixture. "I'm glad, because we are going to be doing that a whole lot more," proclaimed Amber. "You can keep me satisfied when your husband is not available and help clean up when he is. We'll do everything together, work, exercise, and especially sex. I'll even help you become a cheerleader, and you can help watch my kids. After all, you are sharing your husband, I should share children. What do you say, Michael? Would you like that?" I felt the bed shift as Michael maneuvered behind me, his hands caressing my ass. He didn't even try to remove my panties and disturb my efforts at pleasing Amber. He just moved them just enough to get access to my sex. The feeling that they were using me like some sex toy sent a shiver through my body. My moans of pleasure made Amber giggle as my orgasm flowed through my body.
"It's so good to be able to get away from being a mommy," announced Amber.
Fresh from the shower, she felt completely at ease entering my bedroom wearing only a towel.
"Yes, Miss Coulson,"
I replied.
"It helps that I'm also going to get fucked by your husband,"
smiled Amber.
"Yes, Miss Coulson,"
I repeated. Ever since becoming a thruple, Amber has been a fixture in my life and marriage. At work, our partnership evolved into me becoming her subordinate. It started with Amber playfully ordering me to get her coffee, and as our relationship matured, insisting I call her Miss Coulson. She also started choosing how I dressed, and as we both wore the same size, started sharing clothes. Her controlling behavior was exciting, to be dressed at the direction of my husband's lover just as I directed Maya. When Amber stayed the night, it was not uncommon for her to not bring any clothes and just wear mine. We even shared underwear, or more precisely, I shared hers. Amber would wear them and give them to me the following day. Even as Amber prepared to dress in one of my evening gowns, I was wearing one of her dresses. The long sleeve figuring hugging little black dress ended mid-thigh and clung to my curves. The dress was designed to highlight the wearer's cleavage and legs, but the addition of a white waist apron turned the dress into a sexy maid uniform. The elaborate costumes and ceremony were all part of our perverted foreplay. While Michael was my husband, my access was controlled by Amber. And while Amber and I were lovers, penetration was strictly by Michael, and Amber used it as a reward for pleasing her. However, the addition of Amber did have its benefits. Now part of a thruple, I could reassert my attractiveness. A picture of me wearing Amber's old wedding dress and Amber wearing mine as we held hands and engaged in a kiss now sat on my nightstand. True to her word, I was now a fellow member of the local pro football cheer team. A picture of Michael between Amber and me in our pro cheer uniforms now sat on his nightstand, next to his picture with Maya. However, tonight Amber informed me I would not be penetrated by my husband and would only clean his cum from her pussy. My punishment had more to do with her ability to use my husband on her getaway night than my efforts from pleasuring her. As Amber and Michael slept in my material bed, I would be banished to the guest room.
"Open,"
stated Amber, as she pulled a small packet from her purse.
"Yes, Miss Coulson,"
I replied. The elegant little package was how I was required to return her panties. After washing them, I would wrap them in a piece of paper that matched their color. The dark blue paper and black ribbon meant the package contained a pair of blue panties with black lace trim. Popping the wax seal, I untied the ribbon, and the smell of lavender filled the air. A very different aroma than the smell of arousal they acquired when returned to me. Dropping the towel, Amber stood before me naked. Helping Amber get ready for her dates was a huge turn-on for us both. As I knelt down in front of her, the short hem of my dress dug into my thighs and pulled tightly over my ass. The neatly trimmed bush of my cupcake was right before my face. The smell of her arousal was intoxicating, and I licked my lips as I looked at her moist pubic hair.
"No more for you today,"
giggled Amber.
"You've already had several chances to redeem yourself."
Holding the panties near the floor, Amber stepped into the garment, and I pulled them up her smooth legs, settling them over her hips. Standing up, I collect the dress she selected. The dress, my dress, was a sequined blue halter style with a high slit over the right leg. Purchased for a New Year's Eve party, the dress was a showstopper. Amber smiled in anticipation and turned her back to me. My eyes followed the curve of her back to her panty-covered ass. As I dropped to my knees, the smell of lavender filled the air like a subtle perfume. After stepping into the dress, I pulled it up her body, attaching the halter behind her neck. Moving around, I straightened the dress so it sat perfectly on her body. Taking time to make sure her breasts fit correctly, and the slit was centered over her right leg before I pulled up the short zipper and clasped the dress at the small of her back. Spinning around, Amber flashes me her trademark smile.
"So how do I look?"
"Stunning," I reply. The dress was elegant but left nothing to the imagination. The halter top exposed her shoulders as well as the valley between her breasts. However, it was more sex appeal than slutty. The fabric clung to her body, highlighting her trim waist and round hips, the slit threatening to expose her panties, yet seemed more fashion statement than indecent. Her beauty and the quality of the dress made her look more like a starlet than slut. Sitting on the edge of the bed, I slipped the blue stilettos on her feet, shoes I purchased especially for this dress. I can just imagine my husband's reaction. A sexy maid opening the door after his date with Maya, the smell of fish and roasted vegetables filling the air, and Amber dressed to entice, welcoming him home. Amber and my husband would enjoy a night of passion while I remained unsatisfied. Tomorrow, after a morning tryst with Amber and spending the day with Maya, my husband would return to me drained and I would have to beg him to bring me to climax.
Chapter 06.
"I love Maui," proclaimed Amber as we entered our hotel room. "I'm more interested in you," replied my husband as he pulled Amber in for a kiss. A kiss that aroused me just as much as it did to the two of them. Ever since I pushed my husband to start an affair with his secretary, Maya, our lives have become progressively kinkier. Looking exactly like Michael's old girlfriend, who he chose over me, I became obsessed with watching them together and groomed her to be our replacement, Maya to be my husband's perfect lover and cupcake. The only issue is Maya doesn't know I'm aware of their affair. That's why I brought Amber into the picture. Dotted by MILF with an adventurous streak, she was attracted to both Michael and me. She was also fascinated with the idea of being a cupcake. So in addition to my husband's relationship with Maya, Amber added additional layers: a cupcake with Michael, a unicorn to both Michael and myself, effectively a threesome, and a lesbian relationship with me.
"What do you say we break in the room before dinner?"
suggested Amber.
"I would never say no to sex with you,"
answered Michael. Amber responded with her trademark smile as she started to unbutton my husband's shirt. This was followed by my husband removing her shirt and exposing her lace bra. Even though Michael was my husband and I was in the room, I was effectively ignored. My natural feelings of jealousy and possessiveness were quickly filtered by my cuckqueen fetish, morphing into envy and arousal. As they kissed, Michael reached behind Amber and, with expertise rarely seen in a man, quickly unclasped her bra. When they finally pulled apart, they were both naked from the waist up. As my husband focused on Amber's breasts, she flashed me an excited smile. Still fully clothed and standing to the side, I was more voyeur than a participant, and could only smile awkwardly back. I watched my husband's hands caress her ass and unzipped her skirt, letting it pool around her feet, exposing her firm cheeks separated by her thong panties. The very panties I would be wearing tomorrow. Amber did a little wiggle as Michael pushed the garment over her hips. With her hands on my husband's shoulders, she stepped out of the garments, flicking the clothing in my direction. Reaching down, I picked up the panties as if they were some memento tossed to an obsessed fan. Naked, Amber sat on the edge of the bed. With a glance in my direction, she opened her legs and Michael knelt between her thighs and kissed her skin. A soft moan escaped her lips, a moan that turned into a gasp as he made contact with her labia. Amber kept eye contact with me as she was pleasured by my husband. Michael was an expert at oral sex and knew how to keep Amber on edge. She closed her eyes, retreating into her own world, switching from moaning in pleasure to groaning in frustration as my husband built up her arousal and then backed off. Michael finally pulled away and stood before his lover. Undoing his shorts, he pulled them off, exposing his hardened shaft. Not wanting to be left out, I removed my clothes as Michael positioned his cock between Amber's wet lips. Sitting next to Amber, I watched his dick slide inch by inch into her channel until it was fully inside. I held her hand and caressed her body, providing emotional comfort as my husband pounded away. Reaching up, Amber grasped the back of my head and pulled me in for a kiss. Her lips molded to mine as our naked breasts pressed together. When she moaned into my mouth, it felt like she was passing her passion to me as her orgasm washed over her. It was an erotic sight watching her twitch from the pleasure as her brain flooded with endorphins. "That was wonderful," sighed Amber as her breathing returned to normal. "You deserve nothing less," responded my husband as he pulled out, his dick returning to its flaccid state. "And you give nothing less," teased Amber. Turning to me, the smile returned to her face. "Time for your treat, sweetie pie." Sweetie pie was Amber's nickname for me when the three of us had sex. It was my job to clean her out, a cream pie, hence the name. Horny from their erotic display and knowing this would lead to my own orgasm, I lay on the bed. Rising on her knees, Amber straddled my head, my arms held between her knees as she knelt facing my legs. In this position, it was impossible for me to move my upper body and I could only look at her crotch filled with my husband's cum. "Ready or not, here it comes," giggled Amber as she settled herself on my face. Her weight pushed my head into the mattress, pinning my nose against her ass and my mouth against her vagina. I was helpless under my cupcake and dutifully licked my husband's cum. With her legs pressed against my ears, I could only hear muffled sounds as she flirted with Michael. I finally felt movement between my legs as Michael got into the missionary position, or at least a variation with him facing Amber. As my husband fucked me, he would be looking into his cupcake's eyes. It was a mixture of emotions and sensations. My body was their source of pleasure, yet I was almost hidden, a mere sex toy as the two lovers focused on each other. I was getting seconds from my own husband while I cleaned out his first ejaculation from our unicorn. I couldn't see or hear anything and could do nothing to stop or change it. Nor did I want to. We had sex again that evening, and after making love the next morning, we spent the day relaxing at the hotel. In public, I became a little anxious about our appearance. Two women and a man walking in public normally wouldn't draw too much attention, but at a vacation resort we stood out. While it made me uneasy, Amber and Michael had no such fears. My reluctance caused me to hang back, making it look like they were the couple and I was the third wheel, feeding my cuckqueen fetish. That night we made reservations for the Hotel Luau. Michael looked handsome in a pair of khaki shorts and a Hawaiian shirt, while Amber and I wore Hawaiian print wrap skirts and tank tops. In addition, I wore Amber's thong from yesterday. The table sat eight, and I took a seat next to a group of four Japanese tourists, who turned out didn't speak English. I was not completely surprised when Amber took the seat next to me, leaving Michael sitting opposite her. Ordering a drink, my mood was interrupted when I heard a voice. "Is this table seven?" asked the woman. She was older than us by about 10 years, placing her in her mid-40s. She had jet black shoulder-length curly hair and olive skin, characteristics of her Mediterranean heritage. Wearing a strapless knee-length Hawaiian dress that made no secret that she had an ample chest, DD, decidedly bigger than Amber and my C-cups and Maya's D. However, her hips and curves kept them from looking out of character.
"Yes, it is. I'm Amber, this is Michael and Julie," offered Amber by way of introductions.
"Mia,"
stated the woman as she took the empty chair opposite Michael.
"So what brings a lovely woman like you to our table?"
inquired Michael. Mia paused in an uncomfortable smile.
"My divorce,"
stated Mai.
"My friends convinced me I needed to get away and talked me into coming to Hawaii."
"So you're here solo?"
asked Amber.
"Yes,"
answered Mai.
"It's actually the first trip I've ever taken alone, and to be honest, I was a little nervous coming to the luau."
"Well, I think it is very brave of you,"
stated Michael.
"It's good you're working on yourself."
"Thank you,"
smiled Mia as her worry about coming started to lift.
"So what is the story with the three of you?"
"Well, Julie and I are celebrating our one-year anniversary,"
injected Amber before either Michael or I could respond.
"And Michael is Julie's brother. Curiously, Michael is also recently divorced, and we convinced him to join us on our trip."
Michael's face went from confusion to cocky as he realized what Amber had just done. I remained in shock. In one casual statement, I became my husband's sister and married to a woman. Like Mia, Michael became single and a kindred spirit. Amber was taking my game to another level, one that I had no control over. My instinctive feelings of jealousy and anger once again got filtered through my kink. My husband now had the opportunity to seduce a new woman.
"Really?"
beamed Maya as she processed the opportunity. I sat quietly as the three of them engaged in conversation. Nervous about what was happening but not wanting it to stop. Mia was a nurse from Seattle whose ex had several affairs. She finally came to her senses when he was caught soliciting a prostitute. She had two young boys, the same age as Amber's daughters, who by way of marriage, were now mine as well. Michael described his ex as a jealous woman who in the end could not maintain a long-term relationship.
"So how did you and Amber meet?"
inquired Mia, trying to bring me back into the conversation.
"That's a somewhat scandalous story,"
purred Amber, and she turned to me signaling that I should let her continue to spin the tale.
"I met Julie when I was dating Michael."
"Seriously?"
gasped Mia.
"You dated your wife's brother
for a year,"
replied Amber.
"So you've been with both?"
asked Mia.
"Yes,"
proclaimed Amber.
"Michael and I dated just after college.
I sometimes joke that my first date with Julie was when I was with Michael. I thought my ex was bad. Laughed Mia.
We behaved.
Teased Amber. Julie was still in college and a proclaimed lesbian, and while I knew I was bi, I pretty much stayed with boys. Michael was supportive of his sister and made sure she was welcome. After we broke up, we went our separate ways. Michael and I met who we thought were the loves of our lives. 2 daughters later and his insecurities changed that. After my divorce, I met Julie at a mutual friend's party. She confessed that she had a crush on me since that summer and I asked her out. That would make for some interesting family gatherings.
Smiled Mia.
Yes, my mother-in-law says I'm not allowed to speak to their father. Joked Amber. I pretended to watch the show, but my eyes were on Michael and Mai. I could see the romance building from their amorous behavior. My husband was seducing a woman not more than 5 feet from me. I was not sure who was more aroused, Mia or me. Amber made sure to stoke my passion by sliding her hand over my exposed thigh. I really enjoyed this evening. Commented Mia as the luau ended.
You 3 made my trip.
You made mine as well. Replied Michael. It's still early. Would you like to take a walk on the beach?
I would love that. Smiled Mia.
With that, Michael and Mia walked hand in hand towards the ocean. Amber took mine and we followed the prospective lovers. We walked slowly so the new couple could get ahead. Amber was making it clear I could watch but was not going to interfere. Approaching the ocean, they turned down the beach path while Amber directed me to follow her along the pool deck. I was no longer with my husband but with Amber, and she was asserting that she was in charge, taking the cupcake role to a whole new level. She already had the controlling stake in our partnership, effectively making me work for her. She was above me in the pecking order with my husband always being pleasured before me and now master of my cuckqueen fetish. In our little power dynamic, I had become her maid, secretary, and now obedient wife. When Michael and Mia veered onto the beach, Amber guided me to one of the lounge chairs along a row of plants, offering a secluded view of the couple.
This looks like the perfect place to watch.
Purred Amber, as she had me kneel on the lounger looking towards the beach.
This is an interesting twist.
We went from sharing your husband to sending him to the arms of another woman. We also became married. I replied as I braced my arms on the planter looking for the best view. Through the darkness, I could see them sitting on the beach silhouetted by the moonlight. I thought that was a good idea too. Continued Amber as she caressed my ass. This way there are no odd ones out. You and I are a couple, so it's natural for Michael and Mia to be one as well. As Amber sat beside me, her hand slipped under my skirt and caressed my inner thighs. They look so sweet together, don't they? Whispered Amber. Her hand sliding along my mound. I couldn't respond and just nodded as I watched Michael and Mia. I was mentally aroused by the thought of being cuckqueened by Mia while physically aroused by Amber's finger. I think we should have Michael spend the rest of the week with Mia. Teased Amber. She stopped her caresses until I agreed and I was rewarded by the return of her finger. From that point on, I simply accepted Amber's plan and just concentrated on the sight of my husband and his prospective lover. They were now kissing as Amber's fingers were dancing around the folds of my vagina. She kept the pressure light, feeding my arousal but offering no hope of relief unless she stepped up her activities. I fell into an obedient stupor, a passive participant in my husband's and Amber's conspiracy. Free to just do what I was told and not have to worry about right and wrong. I shamelessly started to push my groin against her finger in an attempt to get off. I see you like the idea of being my wife and Michael and Mia becoming a couple. Stated Amber. Come, let us go back to our room where you can show me how much you love this. As we walked along the beach, I knew what Mia wanted, a hot vacation fling. I knew what Amber wanted, a sexual role play where she was in a lesbian relationship with my wife. That just left what Julie and I wanted. I loved my wife. She's beautiful, intelligent, witty, and sexually adventurous, the perfect partner. However, there was a fantasy partner that accompanied our relationship. After I graduated college, we decided to spend some time apart, if for nothing else to remove any future doubt about being together. While Julie explored her by side, I played the field. The original Maya was supposed to just be a fling. But she was attracted to my carefree attitude. Outside of sex, we didn't have much in common, but the sex was amazing. By the time Julie re-entered my life, I was infatuated with Maya, and when she expressed her love for me, I couldn't do the same. We became friends, or more precisely, Julie simply wanted to remain near me. Maya knew this and thought it was cute. She even made sure to flaunt our relationship in front of her. Teasing me with the idea of inviting Julie for a threesome, an invitation she was sure Julie would happily accept. However, my rejection of Julie was the start of the end of my relationship with Maya. I was now committed and Maya didn't want a deep relationship. After we broke up, Julie was there for me, just as Maya said she would be, and we rekindled our love, we married, became successful, and built a wonderful life together, and then the new Maya entered our life. Assigned to me as my secretary, the new Maya looked like a young version of the original Maya I lusted after all those years ago. It also did the same for Julie, who had a fixation on watching me with my former lover. So much so that she wanted to bring her fantasy partner to life, to recreate my relationship with Maya, a replacement for the original. I would have said no if I still didn't lust after my old lover, or if my wife and my new secretary had not been so willing. Julie did her best to mold my replacement Maya into the original, enhancing her appearance and making sure she learned the sexual lessons the original Maya taught me. I actually got off on sharing my exploits with my wife. I had my true love and my fantasy girl at once. As our dynamic became the new normal, Julie wanted more and brought Amber into the picture and making my wife a true cuckqueen. As we sat on the beach and kissed, I felt Mia's acceptance,
allowing the soft kiss to quickly become passionate. Pulling away her heavy breathing and lust-filled eyes were visible signs of her state of arousal. I could see my wife in the shadows getting a thrill from watching me seduce another woman, and I felt the primal pleasure of the conquest. I was turned on by the idea of having a vacation fling. We all wanted this. The decision made, we walked hand in hand to Mia's room. While Mia was anxious to arrive, I deliberately slowed our pace, prolonging the journey and controlling the tryst. Opening her door, Mia whisked me into her room, wrapping her arms around me. Wanting to take control, I pushed her against the wall and pressed my body against her ample chest. There was something exhilarating about the moment of initiation. Mia melted into my kiss, opening her mouth invitingly as she tried to rub her body against mine. Stepping back, I took Mia's hands and positioned her before the mirror. Circling behind her, I caressed her arms and kissed her bare shoulder before unzipping her dress. With both of us looking at her reflection, I let the dress fall to the floor. Clad in only her underwear, I drank in the sight of her body. Mia was a little chubby, but her large breasts and round hips allowed her to keep her curvy shape.
"It's not much to look at," mumbled Mia nervously.
"I think you're gorgeous," I respond.
"Seriously?"
smiled Mia.
"Yes,"
I hissed as I moved to unclasp her bra. Turning her around, I looked into her eyes and smiled as I pulled the garment from her body, revealing her breasts.
"They are a bit droopy,"
apologized Mia.
"They are magnificent,"
I correct her as I cupped her mounds.
"You should be proud of them."
Mia closed her eyes and let out a deep moan as her body shivered.
"You think so?"
inquired Mia. Stepping back, I began to circle her, studying her body like a connoisseur studying a piece of art. Despite my assurances, Mia was still a little hesitant about displaying her body. Age and the rejection of divorce caused her to experience self-doubt. Stopping before her, I began to stroke her breasts and gave her a reassuring smile.
"Yes, I do."
Mia smiled back as her self-doubt faded away, replaced by the excitement of being admired.
"We're going to have so much fun,"
I stated as my thumb circled her areola. Mia gasped but didn't move, as I leaned down to kiss her other nipple, coating it with my saliva before giving it a nibble. I started to kiss my way down her body. Her panties were drenched and did little to contain her musk. Grasping the waistband, I began to pull off her last piece of clothing, exposing her bush. Guiding her to sit on the edge of the bed, I positioned myself between her legs and used my hands to pierce her pubic hairs and separated her outer labia. Her slit was oozing lubricant, and her clit was stiff. But I noticed it sat higher from her channel than normal. Most people wouldn't note this, but it is a sign a woman would have a hard time orgasming. While men believe sex is simply a matter of size, speed, and strength, the truth is it's more mental and activating her pleasure zones. With Mia's clit so far, it just required a different technique. The first step is getting her aroused, a step very much completed. The next was to stimulate her pleasure zones, so I ran my tongue along her soft, warm sex, ending with me playing with her clit. Mia let out a high-pitched squeal as her body shivered from my actions. As I continued to perform oral, she didn't hold back and cried out in pleasure. After bringing her close to the edge, I pulled back and looked at her lust-filled face. Standing up, I leaned over her body and gave her a kiss she returned with equal hunger. Breaking the kiss, she watched with eager anticipation as I removed my clothes. As I stood before her, she leaned forward, attempting to give me a blowjob. However, I had other plans and pushed her shoulders until she was laying on her back. Positioning myself between her legs, I aligned my shaft with her channel and drove it in. Mia moaned and her body shuddered as I pushed my dick as deep as it would go. Her cries continued to fill the room and her body convulsed. Knowing she needed that extra kick, I brought my hand down and started to stimulate her clit. The intensity of her orgasm was obvious as her body stiffened before releasing a flood of cum. Her heavy breathing turned into a groan as I slowly pulled my penis from her body.
"That was the best orgasm I ever had,"
panted Mia, still out of breath.
"It was very good for me too,"
I replied as I caressed her face, fixing her wild hair.
"You don't understand,"
stated Mia as she regained her mental abilities.
"I have never in my life had an orgasm anywhere near that good."
"Seriously?"
I replied.
"I plan on giving you many more before this vacation is done. I don't know if I can take many more,"
purred Mia. "But I'm sure willing to try." Early the next morning, I left a note for the sleeping Mia, telling her I went to my room to pick up a few things and walked to the room I shared with my wife and Amber. The sound of the electric lock was enough to wake the two women.
"Good morning, lover boy,"
purred Amber as she propped herself on her elbow behind my wife.
"Did you have a good night?"
"It was enjoyable,"
I teased back.
"How about the two of you? Did you have fun?"
"Very much,"
replied Amber as she pulled back the blanket to expose their naked bodies. I looked at the two women, Amber draping her arm over my wife to caress her thigh before moving it between Julie's legs. Julie remained still as Amber toyed with her body, a lustful murmur escaping her lips as Amber stroked her sex. For most men, this situation would be a dream come true. Amber and Julie both looked amazing. Each had a slim figure with long legs, gentle hips, pert breasts, and tight flat tummies. Their curves weren't big but looked great on their lean bodies. In fact, they were perfect body doubles. For Halloween, Julie dressed as the TV version of Batgirl, while Amber dressed in a Catwoman outfit. Sometime during the night, they switched costumes and I didn't notice the difference even when we were in bed only wearing their superheroine cowls.
"That was one wildly erotic story,"
smiled Amber as I finished my tale.
"What do you think, Julie?"
"I wish I was there to see it,"
answered my wife as Amber continued to caress her thigh.
"So will you be moving in with your lover?"
inquired Amber.
"Otherwise it would be hard to keep our sleeping arrangements unnoticed. Mia would be thrilled if I stayed with her."
I responded, seeing the smile increase on Julie's face thinking about it.
Well, I think it will be a win-win for all,
purred Amber.
You get a new sex partner, Mia gets to experience the pleasure of a lifetime, and Julie gets to experience a new cuckqueen. The only person giving up something is me. Mia is taking my dick.
I wouldn't go that far, I replied, placing my hand on top of Amber's.
We can still have our time. After all, I'm here now.
How true, smiled Amber.
How about it, Julie? I get to switch from being the cupcake to the cuckoldress, and Michael can become the cucktart or male cupcake.
We can start with you sucking Mia's cum off his cuck and getting him ready for me.
Julie got out of bed and knelt before me. I smiled down as Julie worked to remove my shorts.
Looks like you don't need much fluffing,
laughed Amber as Julie ran her tongue over my hard dick.
Can you taste Mia?
Mmm, mumbled my wife as my cock filled her mouth.
Make sure he doesn't come,
ordered Amber.
If he does, you won't be able to clean me out.
Julie reduced her suction, washing my dick with her tongue, making sure all traces of Mia were removed.
He's ready, gasped Julie, releasing my cock.
Very good, replied Amber. Now get back up here and lay in the middle of the bed.
Once my wife was in position, Amber crawled to her side and knelt by her hips.
Leaning down, Amber assumed the doggy position with her face just above my wife's and gave her a passionate kiss before wiggling her ass invitingly at me.
Come, our cucktart, let's give our little cuckqueen what she desires.
I positioned myself behind Amber and pointed my dick at her channel. With my hands on her hips, I pushed myself in as Amber released a deep moan, more show for my wife than from pure lust.
Yes, your dick feels so good, hissed Amber as I pumped into her.
I'm going to come so hard.
Pinned, Julie raised her hands and began caressing Amber's breasts as I drove Amber and myself to orgasm.
Amber arched her back and raised her head in passion as she came, and I filled her with sperm.
Collapsing, Julie wrapped her arms around Amber as she recovered.
That was fantastic,
breathed Amber as she knelt up and positioned her cum-filled vagina above my wife.
Time for your treat, sweetie pie. Don't you dare clean your dick, stated Amber as my wife slurped the mixture.
That is the job of your lover. Go back to Mia's room and have her give you a morning blowjob cleaning you off just as Julie did. We will meet you for breakfast at 8:30.
It was pretty easy to spot Amber and Julie. Both were wearing sports bras and I assumed yoga shorts. Even on the crowded patio, they stood out.
Taking a quick glance at Mia, the smile was still on her face, and she held my hand as we strode confidently towards the two beauties.
You two look like you had an amazing night, greeted Amber as she stood up to hug Mia, revealing my hunch about the tight-fitting yoga shorts was right.
It was magical, replied Mia with a sly smile.
That's probably the best way to describe a night with Michael, replied Amber.
I'm actually surprised the two of you left the room.
Well, I'm not as young and in shape as the two of you,
answered Mia.
You look incredible.
Thank you, stated Amber as she sat back down.
We just finished our morning yoga. It takes a lot to maintain identical sizes.
Julie is currently 2 pounds over me and thus has to diet on this trip.
I had to smile at Amber's statement. First, there was no way to tell, and second, it was Amber who was 2 pounds heavier than Julie.
So what do you two have planned for today? Inquired Amber.
Well, as Mia never took the road to Henna, I thought it would be fun if we rented a motorcycle for the drive,
I explained.
You're going to ride a motorcycle?
Questioned Julie, finally joining the conversation. The original Maya loved motorcycles, and I was in the process of purchasing one when she left me.
As Julie disliked the machines, I never did but always wanted to ride one.
You're sounding like my ex-wife,
I teased.
This trip is about enjoying myself, remember, and I think it would be very enjoyable to ride a bike with Mia.
Don't worry,
injected Mia.
I'll take good care of your brother.
Well, I think it sounds like an adventure,
offered Amber. The drive to Henna was fun. The north side of the island is very lush and rugged, which is why the road looks like a squiggly line following the coast.
And it's precisely the reason the road is so popular with tourists.
For me, the fun part was having Mia sitting against my back with her arms wrapped around me, squeezing against me at every turn. And there are a lot. 99% of the tourists turn around after reaching Henna, but the road continues.
There are homes and a number of quite scenic spots further down, which is why I pulled to the side of the road.
Why did we stop? Asked Mia after I turned off the bike.
I have a surprise for you,
I replied as we walked down a dirt path toward the ocean.
Remember when you wanted to go swimming at Wanapanapa and I said it was too crowded and knew of someplace better?
Yes, responded Mia.
Well, here is someplace better,
I announced as Waioka Pool came into view.
It's beautiful,
gasped Mia at the little cove at the mouth of the Waiohonu stream.
And it looks like it is all ours.
I smiled as I grabbed her hand and led her to the water. The cove is made up of rocks, so no famous sandy beach, but the mouth of the cove is protected from the ocean.
Stripping to our swimsuits, we swam and kissed in the water.
I even took several pictures of Mia, photos I forwarded to my wife.
You know this pool is also called the Venus Pool,
I stated.
I feel like Venus,
laughed Mia before leaning in to kiss me.
You know we are here alone,
I continued.
Why don't you take off your top and we take a few more pictures?
You want me to pose topless? Questioned Mia, getting a little defensive.
Yes, I replied.
However, more artful and implied than actual nudes.
I'm thinking of taking one of your back as you walk into the water, one with you neck deep, one just before you are exposed, and perhaps one of you covering yourself with your arm as you exit.
In the spirit of the day, Mia agreed and took off the top of her tankini, leaving her only in her boycott bottoms.
In a teasing way, she groped her breasts before picking up and opening her phone.
You better behave, warned Mia. Or no sex for you.
Turning towards the water, Mia lifted her hair, exposing her naked back to me. Lining up the phone, I take the shot.
Now look over your shoulder.
I directed and took a photo of her flirty smile. I continued to take pictures as she walked into the water and knelt down, covering her breasts. As she slowly rose, the click of the phone alerted more photos.
1 second,
stated Mia as she covered her breasts with her hands and stood up on her feet. After she regained her balance, she once again looked at me and posed. I snapped a few more pictures and placed the phone on the ground, signaling she was safe. Lowering her hands, she did a quick shake as she laughed.
Let me see the phone,
stated Mia as she sat on the rocky shore.
These are amazing,
added Mia as she looked through the photos.
Well, I had a very good model,
I replied.
Do they meet with your approval?
Yes, you did an outstanding job, teased Mia.
More sex for you.
I'm glad, I stated.
Can I have copies?
With a sly smile, Mia airdropped the photos to my phone and, after a moment of contemplation, started typing.
Took a motorcycle to the Venus pool and had to participate,
Mia whispered. Mia had a chat group with her friends who convinced her to come to Maui. Originally for moral support, it turned into a reality show after she texted photos of the two of us and announced she met a man. I quickly sent the photos to my wife, and no sooner than I finished when Mia's phone started beeping with messages. Mia laughed as she read.
They think they created a monster. You are too beautiful to be a monster,
I replied.
You said I should cut loose and enjoy myself,
mumbled Mia as she texted back. After we dried and Mia finished her chat, we were back on the bike. A little further down the coast, the terrain gets drier and the road becomes a single-lane dirt road. At an unmarked turnoff, I detour toward the ocean and a secluded rocky beach.
Another swim?
Questioned Mia.
This one is too exposed to the currents for that,
I respond, taking a seat under the shade of a small cliff.
Then why did we stop?
Asked Mia.
You did say I would get more sex,
I answered.
Here,
gasped Mia.
Yes, here,
I responded. There's not another person for miles, and we are on a secluded beach that I doubt anyone has come to in months. Grabbing her hands, I look into her eyes.
Yesterday when we were sitting on the beach, I wanted to take you right there. We have the opportunity to do that now. Something crazy, something adventurous, something we would never do in our normal lives.
Mia stared at me for a few moments.
No pictures,
she stated as she stood up to take the bottom of her swimsuit off.
Well, what are you waiting for? Adventure awaits?
I removed my suit and pulled Mia in for a kiss as the sound of the waves crashing set the mood. I helped Mia get on her hands and knees and knelt behind her. The open Pacific and clear blue sky laid out before us.
Now that is an ass,
I growl as I caressed her bottom.
Then take it,
growled Mia as she wiggled it side to side. Treat me like a bitch in heat.
Leaning my dick, I pressed deep into her warm wet channel, causing Mia to squeal in delight. Her ass giggled as Mia matched my rhythm, slapping against my pelvis. As I felt her orgasm approaching, I reach under her and press her clit. It acted like an on switch, and she screamed into the open ocean as the orgasm washed over her. Pulling out, I lean against the cliff, catching my breath. Coming down from her climax, Mia moved to my side and laid against my chest. Reaching over, Mia grabbed her phone and held it out for a selfie.
I thought you said no pictures,
I teased.
I changed my mind,
Mia playfully responded.
FYI, sex on the beach is a much better activity than a drink and send.
You actually told your friends? I questioned.
They said they wanted to be kept up to date on my trip, replied Mia. I don't think they had a text like that in mind when they asked.
I laughed, like before Mia's phone began pinging messages almost instantly. Looking at her phone, Mia let out a laugh and sat up.
What did they say?
I asked.
Let's just say I went from the dull one to the wild one, and I owe it all to you.
Straddling my hips, Mia began to stroke my dick.
Let's say we do it one more time before we leave. I've created a monster,
I reply as my dick once again hardened.
So what do you think? Asked Mia as she exited the dressing room in a blue Hawaiian print bikini.
I think it looks amazing, replied Ember, turning towards me.
But the true expert in what a Macone likes is Julie.
So what do you think? Will Michael like it? Sexually frustrated, I was pulled from my daze by Ember's request. After the first night in Hawaii, I have been effectively cut off from sex. My husband, Michael, was now sharing a room with Mia, and I've been relegated to being his sister and Amber's lesbian wife. While Michael and Mia were having sex all over the island, I was busy modifying our social media sites to make it look like Michael was single and Amber and I were a couple. To top it off, I had to hear Michael describe his previous day with Mia and had to watch Michael and Amber have sex. As Michael's sister, Amber wouldn't let me be intimate with my husband. My once private cuckwing time when I masturbated to Michael and Maya having sex or being fucked by my husband after everyone else is now managed by Amber, who requires me to perform orally on demand but has yet to reciprocate. The effect of watching, performing, and hearing about all the sex was making me very horny. This morning, Amber suggested the three of us go shopping, giving Michael a break. The trip quickly took a sexy twist, shopping for new bikinis. I was trying on a classic white string bikini with blue flowers, and Amber was wearing a similar pattern but with a bottom that rode high on her hips and scoped lower in the front and back. My cuckqueen fetish was in overdrive as I was made to appraise the sexiness of the woman who was having sex with my husband.
I think it looks great on you,
I responded as my juices began to soak the gusset of the suit, meaning I would have to buy it whether I wore it or not.
What we need to know is whether Michael will find it sexy.
Pushed Amber.
Amber.
Mia scolded.
Don't ask your wife if she thinks her brother will find me sexy.
Why not?
Teased Amber. Like I said, they have similar tastes. I ask Michael if he thinks my outfits are sexy all the time, that way I know Julie will too.
You go shopping with your brother-in-law?
Questioned Mia.
God no.
Answered Amber.
I send him pictures.
Seriously?
Shouted Mia before realizing we were in a store.
Why not?
Defended Amber.
He has already seen me naked. Think of it as Julie returning the favor. The McCones are TNA lovers, so let's make sure she sees the whole package. With that, Amber and Mia turned around so I could get a look at their asses. Amber's covered in what would almost be called a thong and Mia in a fuller cut. Thinking about the fact that Mia is dressing to entice my husband and she was looking for my opinion caused me to lick my lips and rub my thighs together.
I think that gave us our answer.
Laughed Amber, catching my aroused state.
I can see how that can be useful, smiled Mia as she gave me a wink.
Give Julie your phone.
Ordered Amber.
She can take a photo of us and you can send it to Michael as the McCone Dream Team.
With a sly smile, Mia handed me her phone and I snapped a photo of the two women who were having sex with my husband. Before leaving the store, Amber had me purchase a white bodycon coverall that looked more like a sheer dress and a white mesh one for herself that went to her ankles but had slits up to her hips. With a little more time, Amber led us to a lingerie store, saying I could help pick out a few more items for Mia. Wednesday morning had Amber, Mia, and myself at the spa, and the afternoon with Michael lounging by the pool. The whole time I felt like they were keeping a secret, like some sort of surprise.
I need a change of scenery, stated Mia. The hotel serves free tropical drinks after 3 o'clock.
Free drinks, replied Amber.
Why didn't you mention this sooner?
With that, we left the pool, and when we rounded the corner, what I saw was not a bar but a flowered arch.
Then it hit me, this was a wedding ceremony.
Surprise, squealed Mia.
You were all so nice to me, and when you said it was your anniversary, I suggested to Michael we have you renew your vows on the beach.
He loved the idea and got Amber to go along.
My eyes darted between the three of them as the pieces started to fit together. The shopping trip yesterday and the white beach cover-ups now made sense. They looked like wedding dresses, sexy sheer versions of wedding dresses. The trip to the spa where we had our hair done was prepped for the ceremony. They even put blue and white flowers in my hair to match my bikini.
We're getting married?
I gasped.
You're already married,
teased Michael.
This is more a commemoration of our relationship, added Amber.
It will be fun, then leaning in close to my ear. Besides, after the ceremony, we get to consummate our relationship.
You do want to consummate, don't you?
Yes.
I want to consummate,
I breathed.
Well, we know where her mind already is,
laughed Mia. I blushed from the embarrassment. Yet I was so horny and aroused that the idea of forsaking my wedding vows to Michael and marrying Amber just to come seemed like a good idea. This was a new kink to my cuckween fetish. My husband was not choosing another partner who I feared was superior to me. It was me cheating and giving Michael the freedom to be involved with others. I was breaking the tie, doing the betrayal, and yet the results would be the same. I would abandon my marriage for a tiny morsel. Amber led me by the hand towards the preacher. We stood facing each other with Michael, my husband, standing behind me and Mia behind Amber. As we renewed our vows, I looked into the faces of the two women who were having sexual relations with my husband, knowing I was playing along, deepening the deceit. When asked if I took Amber to be my wife, I proclaimed,
I do.
Amber turned to Mia, who then handed Amber her wedding band. The visual was not lost on me. The woman who was having sex with my husband was giving my cupcake the bond of marriage. Amber had her mischievous smile as she slid it on my finger. After Amber proclaimed herself to me, I turned to look at my husband as he handed me my wedding band, the ring that bound me to him to slide on the finger of another. We were pronounced married and Amber pulled me in for a kiss. A kiss I willingly accepted just as a bride would from her spouse. All to the applause of the staff and hotel guests who gathered to watch.
Did you enjoy our surprise?
Teased Amber as the elevator doors closed.
I cannot believe we did that.
I scolded.
We got married.
Yes, we did, my beautiful wife. Purred Amber as she pulled me in for a kiss.
But I'm married to Michael.
I stated, pulling away from Amber's grasp.
Not for this trip.
Responded Amber with a wicked smile on her face.
You are my wife and I'm Mrs. McCones.
Am I like the sound of that? Amber finally pinned me into the corner of the elevator, and her body pressed against mine.
Admit it,
hissed Amber.
You found it just as arousing as I did, maybe more.
Her hardened nipples pressed against mine as the coveralls and swimsuits did nothing to obscure them.
If anything, I think you loved it. You and I are the ones in a marriage now, and Michael is the single one. You are still a cuckqueen, but Michael is my cucktart, and I don't share my treats. I wonder if Michael will come to like it, being single and available. I'm sure Maya will be thrilled if she heard you are now married to someone else. Amber knew how to press my buttons. The thought of not losing him but me releasing him was a new erotic angle. Back to the time when he was dating the original Maya and I was only a spectator.
Yes, it's very arousing.
I admitted to my paramour.
Remember, you pledged to be penetrated only by Michael's penis.
Continued Amber as she kissed my neck.
If you no longer have access to Michael, you can no longer be penetrated. But don't worry, I will show you what you can expect.
The elevator doors opened and Amber led me back to our room, now our honeymoon suite. I knew this was all a fantasy. I was still married to Michael, but my cuckqueen fetish took over. I was now Amber's wife and Michael was free to do what he wanted. After opening the door, Amber picked me up. I squealed in delight as she carried me over the threshold and threw me onto the bed.
Now we get to consummate our marriage, growled Amber.
My head was on the pillows as Amber pushed her right leg under my left and her left leg over my right, pressing our vaginas against each other's. Because of our history of dance and aerobics, the feeling from the grinding was exquisite.
Yes.
Harder, barked Amber, and she sat up pressing her clit against mine.
Come with me.
And I did. Our fluids mixed together before dripping onto Maya's bed.
Out of breath, Amber fell back.
Her breathing matched my own as we stared at our reflection in the mirrored ceiling. Amber used this technique after the wedding ceremony on Maui, where I fully gave into the fantasy of being her wife, allowing my husband free rein with Mia. We spent the rest of the trip as two couples, and I even participated in Amber and Mia's sex talk. After Michael's Saturday cucktard visit, we had a final breakfast and left for the airport. Michael stayed behind for one last encounter with Mia before heading to Kauai to meet Maya. As we were flying back, Amber had me track both our planes so I could see when we passed each other, or the handoff, as Amber called it. Amber stated as I was still her wife for the week, it would not be right for me to go to the house I shared with Michael. So after stopping at her home to drop off our luggage, Amber placed a new bag in her trunk and we drove to Maya's condo. It was the first time I entered the sanctum I created for Michael and Maya since she took residence over a year ago, and I felt like a child entering my parents' bedroom. A mysterious place I was not allowed. It remained very much as I decorated it, just now with sexy pictures of Maya and pictures of her and my husband. Many I printed and framed for the love nest. Amber led me up the stairs to the bed where Michael and Maya fornicated. The same bed Amber and I were now using.
That felt good,
purred Amber as she pulled her legs from mine.
Yes, it did,
I responded as Amber moved to lay beside me, pulling me in for a soft, loving kiss. After a few seconds, she released me and we looked into each other's eyes.
Mrs. McCones? Cooed Amber as she reached up and stroked my face.
Yes, Mrs. McCones, I giggled back. You understand I expect nothing but total obedience from you,
questioned Amber.
I know,
I responded, wondering where she was taking our game.
Good,
stated Amber as she stood up and opened the bag she brought with. In this relationship, as in the office, I'm the boss.
Yes, Mrs. McCombs,
I replied, sitting up.
No,
ordered Amber as she saw me moving.
Lay back down and grab the headboard.
In her hand were two pairs of handcuffs.
I have a fun game for us to play.
A shiver of arousal ran through me as I rushed to comply. Amber crawled back onto the bed and threw one leg over my hips, pinning me.
Michael and I didn't explore bondage, but the inferiority feeling was very similar to the one from my cuckqueen fetish.
As Amber locked one wrist and then the other to the headboard, I felt owned and vulnerable, the rush from this new kink flooding my body. I could do nothing as Amber lowered her face close to mine.
There, all nice and secured, purred Amber. After a short pause to let me know she was in control, she kissed me, a kiss full of lust and passion. A sense of helpless arousal washed over me, bound to the bed. There wasn't anything I could do to stop her, so I surrendered to her assault. After what felt like hours, Amber pulled back and with a wicked smile crawled down my body and gave my moist vagina a kiss before grabbing my hips and pulling my body, removing any slack in my arms.
You know you're mine until Michael comes to claim you, stated Amber.
I do, I whimpered. Amber started to caress my vagina, her fingers sliding between my folds. Keeping the pressure light, she wanted to arouse, not push me to another orgasm.
While I believe in equality between the sexes, we are both female, and I want us to have a traditional marriage. One where I'm in charge,
continued Amber as her nail toyed with my clitoris.
I kind of guess,
I replied.
And you agreed to that?
Questioned Amber. I do, I moaned as my arousal built.
You know I'm going to try and make you the best wife a spouse could ask for,
explained Amber.
One that puts the needs of their wife above their own. But you already do that, don't you? Even if that means another mate for your partner.
I could only nod as her touch, her words, and my bondage was driving me crazy.
Very good,
smiled Amber as she started to crawl forward and straddled my face. She towered above me, filling my vision, and I simply saw her as a goddess. Her golden hair circled her head like a halo as she looked down at me over her supple breasts. Breasts I yearned to reach out and caress.
Now perform your wifely duties,
ordered Amber as she seated herself on my face. Pinned, I had no choice but to obey and flicked my tongue over her clit. Amber sighed as she settled into position. I continued to lap at her sex like an obedient pet as I gazed up at my wife. Her whole body swayed as she ground her crotch while she continued to emit sounds of pleasure. Lost in her enjoyment, Amber closed her eyes and grasped the top of the headboard, arching her back to position her pussy where she wanted me to lick all while giving me an alluring view. My own pussy was dripping, and desperate for relief. Relief only my wife could now provide. This need for sexual release drove me to double my efforts at pleasuring Amber. I was rewarded with a loud moan as she covered my face with cum. I lapped at her juices as she sat in position recovering from the orgasm I had just given her.
I could live a lifetime experiencing that,
breathed Amber as she pulled herself up.
How about you? Are you willing to give up dick just to receive pleasure from me?
Yes, Mrs. McComb, I gasped, pulling against my bonds.
That's Mrs. Coulson,
teased Amber as she started to maneuver down my body.
Why should I be the one to give up my surname?
I would be happy to become Mrs. Coulson,
I moaned as Amber planted soft kisses along my body, corrupting my thinking. Reaching my hips, Amber blew against my vagina, causing me to shiver and pull at my bindings.
My, you are needy,
purred Amber as she ran her finger along my inner thighs, collecting my fluids.
And tasty.
My cunt was dropping now.
Amber kept teasing my, edging me closer to orgasm and then backing off, making me willing to say or do anything to get off.
"Please, let me come," I cried. "I'll do anything. Just please help me."
Amber just smiled at my appeal, kissing my outer lips and licking my secretions from my thighs. I could do nothing but whimper, hoping she would take pity on me.
"I'll be happy to satisfy your lust," responded Amber. "But once you come, you are mine, heart and soul, until Michael comes to claim you, if he does. Who knows, he may decide he would rather be with Maya, then that means you become mine permanently. My obedient wife."
Her hot breath on my wet pussy was driving me crazy with lust, and I voiced my agreement with her statement. "Anything to let me come.
As you wish, my wife,"
sang Amber before her mouth pressed against my opening, driving her tongue deep inside my cavity. I moaned in ecstasy as Amber continued her assault. For the past year, I have only had sex on a hair trigger, orgasming quickly after being penetrated by Michael or as soon as I was touched. Having orgasmed once already, my body was not so anxious and was my first real intercourse since Michael started having sex with Maya.
"That is so good," I breathed. "I'm almost there."
Amber flicked the tongue deep inside me and circled it around, stimulating my G-spot. My orgasm was massive, and as I thrashed against my restraints, Amber remained latched onto my parasite, drinking my fluids. I simply lay on the bed, too exhausted to move, as Amber crawled off the bed.
"I trust you enjoyed that," laughed Amber.
"The thought of dominating you turns me on enormously, turns us both on. And I intend to take whatever steps are necessary to make sure that hierarchy is ingrained in you. I want you to fully accept you are mine."
My mind was awash with a million thoughts. The fantasy was becoming very much a reality. Michael was away on a romantic trip with Maya, and I was accepting Amber as my queen and mistress. It was like an immersive experience that I didn't want to end. Still secured to Maya's bed, I watched as Amber walked across the loft.
"You see," continued Amber, "I want to fully possess you. You already do."
I breathed as I ratted the cuffs to highlight the point.
"True," smiled Amber. "But how do I continue that control? I cannot keep you at my home. What would I say to my daughters?" So I came up with another solution. I stared at Amber's ass as she bent down to pull a metal object from her bag.
"You bought a chastity belt?"
I questioned, and I pushed myself against the headboard, bending my legs to defend myself as best I could.
"Yes,"
explained Amber as she returned to the bed. "It is the perfect solution. Even when you're not restrained and dressed up in your stockings, heels, and sexy little outfits, we will both know you are still under my control, physically and mentally. Wearing this chastity belt, dear wife, will prevent you from the nasty habit you have of pleasuring yourself while you watch your spouse with another partner. With this, I will control your pleasure.
You see," continued Amber as she stroked my thigh, "I can oversee your behavior at the office while you're my sexy little subordinate, and I can have you come to my house after work when my little girls are home from school. They love their dear Julie so much. You can cook and help them with their homework just like a good homemaker. However, I cannot have you stay overnight with my girls present. That is where this love nest comes in. You will spend your nights here in this den of hedonism you created. After completing your wifely duties, you will be left here, wanting, waiting for my return the next morning so you may serve me again.
Don't worry," purred Amber. "I tried it out on myself before our trip and it fits perfectly. It should keep you from playing with yourself. Believe me, I tested it thoroughly. Come on, Julie," pushed Amber. "The thought of you trapped and under my control turns us both on. It's time to admit it to yourself." I looked at the metal belt that would imprison my sex as I thought about what Amber said. The thought of being her chase prisoner did turn me on. Like olden times, my spouse wanted to secure me in chastity when she was away, but to protect me from myself rather than a rival. I convinced myself it was my duty to obey as the obedient wife, and chained to the bed, I had no choice. Relaxing my legs, I spread them across the bed, giving Amber the access she needed.
"Good girl,"
smiled Amber as she wrapped the metal around my waist and secured the strap over my sex, locking it in place. I remained still as Amber then pulled out a collar and locked it around my neck, securing me with a length of chain to the bed, enough for me to get to the bathroom but not down the stairs.
"What about the key to the belt?"
I inquired.
"That is the wicked part," smiled Amber.
"I left the keys in Michael's suitcase. You are trapped until he returns. You left the keys in Hawaii," I gasped, coming out of my fantasy after hearing I will be locked in this belt for the week.
"You love the idea whether you admit it to yourself or not,"
scolded Amber.
"I will leave your phone, but everything else comes with me. I will return tomorrow after I drop my daughters off at school with your clothing for the day. Come Saturday, you will dress as a maid and clean Maya's apartment, leaving no clue you were here. You will then spend the night babysitting my daughters as I welcome your husband home. Then on Sunday, you can beg Michael for release." I remained cuffed to the bed as Amber dressed and cleaned the room, placing my clothes, purse, and house keys in the now empty restraints bag. Unlocking one hand, she gave me the handcuff key before kissing me goodnight. As I lay in the bed testing the effectiveness of the belt, my phone pinged. It was a photo of Maya's new tattoo. With a frustrated whimper, I admitted Amber was right.
Chapter 07.
Even after a sex-filled week with my wife Julie, our unicorn/cupcake Amber, and Mia, I still felt my heart race as I waited for Maya's arrival. Looking like a younger version of my ex-lover, the original Maya, she resurrected feelings in both myself and my wife. For me, it was the passion and eroticism we shared. For my wife, it was the inferiority feelings she experienced as the love of her life rejected her for a better sexual mate,
These cuckooing feelings she had are what lead us to our current situation. When Julie found out my secretary looked like the original Maya and had a serious crush on me, she encouraged me to pursue a sexual relationship. Getting a sexual thrill from hearing of our exploits, Julie worked to mold the new Maya into the perfect replacement of my old lover, getting her hair styled to match the original and changing her wardrobe from drab to sexy. Julie recreated my obsession and fostered a relationship based on sexual attraction and gratification. Her efforts were so successful that even after a week of hedonism, the excitement of being reunited with my courtesan had my cock aching. I love my wife, but she went to great efforts to make sure I was more sexually responsive to Maya, toning down her own sexuality while cultivating Maya's. Julie made it a rule to only have sex with me after I was sexually drained by Maya. With my wife's pent-up arousal, she would climax before I could even start. By the time she introduced Amber into the scene, Maya had become my primary sexual outlet, and my wife and Amber were relegated to just a side fling. I had been conditioned to become sexually aroused by the thought of Maya. Just like any other infatuation, I felt that same sense of excitement as I stood in the terminal scanning the arriving passengers for her. Even in the sea of people, I was able to easily spot Maya. Julie, as always, made sure Maya looked her best for your reunion. Scheduling an appointment at the salon, her hair and makeup looked perfect and the Hawaiian-themed dress, no doubt purchased as a gift under my name, was a blend of casual and sexy. The scooped neckline displayed her ample cleavage while the bodice hugged her waist and the hemline fell to mid-thigh. With every step, the dress danced around her hips, highlighting her legs and giving glimpses of her thighs. Maya scanned the room with the excitement of a young woman looking for her lover. I wasn't the only one my wife conditioned. Julie spent countless hours texting Maya, bolstering her confidence and discussing her sexual performance. She planned our dates and directed my behavior to ensure Maya's infatuation, turning the shy and experienced introvert into a sexy young woman dedicated to our unique relationship. As our eyes met, her face broke into a wide smile, and she hurried toward me. Without a word, we embraced and shared a passionate kiss. Like a caffeine addict getting that first whiff in the morning, my heart started to race and I became lost in the feeling of her body pressing against mine. Through the thin dress, I could feel the hardness of her nipples. She was just as aroused by our reunion as I was. As our tongues probed each other's mouths and I had to fight my carnal instincts and focus on keeping my hands from groping her ass.
"I miss you," breathed Maya, her voice dripping with need as we broke the kiss.
"I miss you too," I replied.
"I've been horny all week,"
hissed Maya before kissing me again.
"So have I."
I smiled as I caressed the side of her face.
"Your wife didn't keep you satisfied,"
chopped Maya as she broke free from my arms.
"We haven't had sex since the day we arrived,"
I stated. This was the truth. After my threesome with my wife and Amber on the first day, I hadn't had intercourse with Julie. Of course, I left out the part of me fucking Amber and Mia throughout the week.
"She had you the whole week in Hawaii and had sex only once,"
gasped Maya in confusion. She wasn't interested.
I shrugged.
Besides, I had my mind on someone else.
"Not mentioning Mia."
"Well, then we both have a lot of catching up on,"
teased Maya as she took my hand. Arriving at the rental car, I opened the passenger door for Maya and was rewarded by the sight of her naked thighs as the hem of her dress slid up as she maneuvered into the seat. Closing the door, I placed our bags into the trunk and retrieved Maya's next surprise. Maya was giddy from the excitement. She had taken a few trips with her parents as well as several family visits, but this was her first adult trip.
"I have something for you," I announced, turning to face her.
"Another gift,"
smiled Maya.
"Not so much a gift,"
I said. "More like something I need you to hold on to."
Maya gasped as I revealed my wife's engagement ring and wedding band.
Julie doesn't like wearing jewelry when going through airport security, so she puts them in her carry-on,
I explained.
While she was in the shower, I took them. After she went to the airport, I told her she forgot them and I would keep them close to my heart.
Her hand was shaking as I slid the rings onto her finger. This was Amber's idea. As Julie was playing her wife for the next week, it was only fitting that Maya got to play mine and instructed Julie to give me her rings.
"So for the next week, you are Ms. McCone's,"
I stated. Maya didn't respond and just pulled me in for a passionate kiss. As I pulled out my phone to take a picture, Maya leaned against the door and crossed her legs, exposing most of her thigh. With a flirty smile, she displayed my wife's rings next to her face. It was very provocative, and I couldn't help running my eyes over the vision of what it might have looked like if I married the original Maya. With the press of a button, the photo was sent to my wife. "I cannot wait until we get to our room,"
purred Maya as her hand, now adorned with my wife's wedding ring, toyed with the hem of her dress. My eyes kept straying from the road as Maya slowly pulled the dress up her legs, revealing more and more of her thighs. This continued until the dress was bunched across her lap, exposing her panties, and she started caressing the damp gusset. I spent more time looking at the object of my lust than the road. The finger holding my wife's wedding ring, the physical symbol of our union, was rubbing the panties of my mistress. At a stoplight, Maya lifted herself off the seat and, making sure she had my full attention, slid her panties over her hips, dropping them on the floor. Her clit was swollen and poking out of her hood as her juices flowed from her lips. Maya gave out a giggle as the car behind me honked, alerting me the light had changed. We wasted no time getting to the honeymoon suite, and I marveled at her curves as she removed her dress. Maya had the body of a centerfold, the type that looked best naked. Her large breasts were round and perfectly proportioned with just a hint of sag, while her wide hips gave her an alluring figure.
"A body made for sex. Are you ready to see your gift?"
purred Maya, crawling onto the bed, presenting her ass and a square bandage over her right cheek.
"You haven't looked at it yet,"
I inquired.
"No,"
responded Maya as she looked over her shoulder.
I got it for you and thought you should be the first to see it.
In this position, her ass was tight and I caressed her shapely rear before taking a corner of the bandage and peeling it away, revealing a small heart tattoo and a banner with my name written across it. I have always had a thing for asses, which is part of the reason my wife had chosen this spot. Several weeks ago, Julie got the idea of Maya getting my name tattooed and started laying the foundations during their daily texts. Julie argued it couldn't be in an obvious place where it could be questioned, and Maya agreed to get it as a thank you for the trip.
How does it look? Inquired Maya. Let me show you.
I replied, taking a photo. After sending the image to my wife, I showed the picture to Maya.
I like it, smiled Maya. What do you think?
I love it,
I replied before giving her another kiss. My cock was hard and did the thinking as I removed my clothes. Like a dog on a leash, it was drawn towards its bitch. As I knelt behind her, Maya arched her back in preparation, and after positioning the tip of my shaft, we both moaned in satisfaction when I pressed the first few inches past her lips. Gripping her hips, I pulled our bodies together, driving my cock deep into her channel.
Yes,
cried Maya as I started pumping in and out.
It missed its playmate,
I growled as I felt her squeeze my member. Julie made sure Maya was schooled in the art of sexual pleasure, mixing compliments with advice to improve her lovemaking skills. Skills the original Maya taught me. Now my replacement Maya was every bit the master as the original.
It's back where it belongs,
gasped Maya. It didn't take long until Maya gave a final squeal as her climax raced through her body and I erupted in her.
I so needed that, breathed Maya. I see the little guy is still excited, continued Maya as she felt my still hard penis between her thighs.
I'm glad because I want more.
Crawling back, Maya positioned me so I was sitting on the edge of the bed. Her face lit up in a wicked smile and her soft thighs brushed against the outside of my legs as she straddled my lap. My cock twitched as she settled down, pinning it between our warm bodies. She looked so desirable as the sweat from our first tryst glistened like oil on her skin.
Ready for round two,
purred Maya as she placed her hands on my shoulders, lifting herself and placing her luscious breasts before my face as she positioned my cock at her entrance.
Yes,
I hissed, wrapping my hands around her waist and pulling her down. Maya let out a deep moan as the full length of my penis penetrated her body. The enveloping feeling of her tight channel squeezing the sensitive skin of my cock was amazing. Seated once again, my dick now fully embedded within her, her smile broadened from the shared moment of intimacy, her sultry eyes acting as windows to her passion.
I love the feeling of your dick filling me,
breathed Maya as she wiggled her hips. The contraction of her kegel muscles caused my dick to pulse in response. It was as if our sex organs were conditioned to respond to each other. She looked so desirable as our physical connection pumped our bodies with hormones in anticipation of sex.
I love the feeling of your cunt wrapped around my dick,
I stated, pulling her to me for a passionate kiss. Unable to hold back any longer, Maya started bouncing. Her lubricated pussy slid up and down with mechanical efficiency as she let out a grunt each time her ass slapped my thighs. Maya was acting like a beast in heat. As she approached climax, Maya arched her back and threw back her head as we both came, and I felt my dick pumping another load of semen into her womb. Pulling herself forward, Maya rested her head on my shoulder and sighed contently.
That was amazing. You're amazing,
I responded, brushing the hair from her face.
If I was your wife, we would be doing this every day, stated Maya. For this week, you are my wife,
I replied, standing up with her still impaled on my dick. Maya gave off an excited giggle as she wrapped her arms and legs around my body.
Then we will need to do this every day,
proclaimed Maya.
Why wait until tomorrow?
I growled, turning and dropping her on the bed.
You have the stamina of an athlete,
laughed Maya as she lay on her back and released her legs.
You bring out the champion in me,
I replied. With the level of endorphins flowing through my body dulling the ache of my balls, my cock became hard again as if attached to an 18-year-old. Positioning myself above her, I looked down at my lover.
She was showing genuine excitement at being fucked for the third time and moaned contently as the tip of my shaft pressed at her opening once again, pushing her lips apart and sliding slowly inside her body. I felt her shiver as her body stretched to accommodate its visitor.
Yes. Yes,
screamed Maya as I pistoned in and out. Maya's arms and legs pulling me in with every thrust. I felt her nails digging into my back, marking me as hers, something she didn't do when I had to return to Julie. My balls tightened and my cock throb as they were called to ejaculate for the fifth time today, and I felt the last of my sperm being expelled from my body. This is going to be a very fun week,
breathed Maya as we lay next to each other.
We may even get out of the room,
I teased in response. That we did get out of the room, climbing Diamond Head and relaxing on the beach. As usual, Julie made sure Maya's wardrobe was pleasing, purchasing Maya a pair of shorts and a sports bra for the climb, and a bikini for the beach. The yoga shorts were form-fitting, giving me the incentive to remain close behind for the long climb. Maya even posed for a photo, giving a flirty smile over her shoulder. I texted a copy to my wife thanking her for the wonderful view. The black bikini with red flowers had a sports top that both showed off her breasts and supported them. While my wife and Amber could rock a string bikini, Maya's larger breasts needed the support of a full top. Similarly, the high-cut style of the bikini bottoms made her legs look longer and covered her new tattoo. Being her first bikini, Julie wanted to make sure Maya felt sexy and comfortable. Maya even wore the bikini under a Hawaiian shirt, tied in a knot, and a wraparound skirt when we went to a luau the following night. Unlike the luau I attended with Julie and Amber, we sat with three married couples who treated us like newlyweds, much to Maya's pleasure,
When the MC asked for volunteers for a hula class and competition, Maya surprised me by volunteering. An introvert by nature, Maya preferred to stay in the background, and I could see the nervous excitement in her eyes and knew she had something mischievous planned. After being brought onto the stage, I was placed in a seat with the other spouses while Maya was positioned in front of me with a female hula dancer as her partner slash instructor. Maya didn't look out of place standing next to the professional dancer in her knee-length green leaf skirt and Hawaiian top. The lesson started with the dancer showing their students the proper hip movements. As the audience laughed at their attempts, Maya seemed to be almost as good as the dancer and reminded me of my wife hinting that Maya was practicing her dance moves. After the group practice, they started going down the line with each guest dancing along with their instructor, with more laughs from the audience. When it was Maya's turn, the instructor did a slow sway of her hips, which Maya copied perfectly to the cheer of the audience. Their dancing progressed with harder and faster moves. I was mesmerized by the sight of the two women dancing for me, their hips moving at a blurring speed, Maya's breasts giggling as her hips swayed rapidly, causing her skirt to flap around as she kept pace with the dancer. It was at that point that the knot holding her wrap slipped open, revealing her bikini bottom, all to the cheers of the audience. One of the occupational hazards of dancing the hula, proclaimed the MC to the laughter of the crowd before moving on to the next dancer. Catching her breath, Maya had a playful smile as she brushed her hair back in place. After the performance, Maya was chosen as the winner for the female group and was presented with a dashboard swaying hula dancer as a prize. I cannot believe I won, squealed Maya as we made our way back to our room. You certainly deserved it, I replied. When did you get so good at hula dancing? When you suggested this trip, I started practicing, stated Maya with a sly smile. I wanted to impress you. You impressed everyone, I stated. You were amazing. I was, breathed Maya, looking at the cheap plastic dancer as if it was a valuable artifact. That was the first time I won at anything, and I have you to thank. It was all you, Maya, I said. Now let's get back to the room and celebrate. Yes, please, giggled Maya as we hurried to the room. As I felt Maya stirring, I caressed her naked thigh. Good morning, I stated. Sleep well? Waking up next to you is always a good morning, purred Maya as she stretched. And after what we did last night, you know I slept well. Turning to your sides, we kissed each other. Maya's naked breast pressed into my chest, causing my will-use penis to stir. Looks like someone is ready for a little morning action, teased Maya as her hand slid down to stroke my shaft. It remembers the fun it had last night, I smiled. Well, let's see if I can give it some new memories, breathed Maya as she dropped her head below the blanket. I let out a low groan as I felt her hair tickle the sensitive skin around my crotch as she licked the base of my shaft and balls. I had my first blow job in high school, and Julie performed oral sex while we dated in college, but it was the original Maya who showed me what great oral sex was. What she was able to do with her mouth was truly amazing. When I revealed what I had learned, Julie understood why I had chosen Maya over her. Like Julie, I explained the skills to the new Maya, making her every bit as good. Her tongue darted around the tip of her cock and then along my shaft as her soft lips kept a tight seal as she bobbed up and down. Lying back, I closed my eyes, letting Maya work her magic, alternating between sucking my shaft and rubbing her tongue along its length. Reading my body language, I didn't need to give her verbal instruction as she worked me to an explosive climax, swallowing every last bit of cum. That is the way to start a day, I stated as she climbed out from under the blankets. That's how you would start every day with me, breathed Maya as she lay on my chest. Your wife takes you for granted. Aren't you supposed to be my wife? I teased. That is fantasy play, argued Maya. We're not really married. Well, that is a flaw I intend to correct today, I replied. What? Shouted Maya as she hopped to a sitting position on the bed, her lovely breasts hanging before my eyes. What I mean is, I scheduled a little surprise for you today, I continued. I arranged a wedding ceremony on the beach for this evening. But you have a wife, replied Maya in a confused voice. There's no paperwork to renew vows, I explained. I simply told the hotel we wanted a Hawaiian wedding but were unable to pull it off. They were happy to help. In reality, it was Amber's idea. After all, she had a beach ceremony with my wife and thought it was only fair. Since Maya was to play my wife this week, Julie took the role of my secretary, setting up the ceremony for me in our cupcake. We're getting married, squealed Maya, in a fantasy way. I responded. Not to me, smiled Maya as she kissed me. I don't have a dress, added Maya as we broke apart, all taken care of, I replied, walking to the dresser and collecting the package my wife sent. Just before sunset, I stood on the beach under the flowered arch, dressed in the same Hawaiian shirt and shorts I wore to Julie and Amber's ceremony, watching Maya as she approached in the outfits sent by my wife. As part of the preparation, Julie scheduled a salon appointment for Maya, and her hair looked like silk shining in the sun. Her eyes were enhanced with long black lashes. Rose blush covered her cheeks, and her lips were a glossy red, making them match the flowers clasped in her hands. As Maya stood before me with an excited smile on her face, I would not help smiling back. She looked like the perfect picture of a blushing bride. A very sexy bride. The gown may have started out like my wife's, but Julie modified it to look like a see-through version. Maya's D-cup bosom was very much on display with the scoop neckline, and much more prominent than my wife's B-cup. Julie removed the white underlining of the long-sleeved bodice that hugged Maya's figure, making the white bikini top visible. Julie removed the underskirt so Maya's legs and the bikini bottom could be seen through the tulle skirt. Julie also added two slits so Maya's legs would be exposed to her hips as she walked.
knowing my wife would want to see the service, I hired a videographer to live stream the ceremony, instructing him to make sure he captured Maya's beauty and excitement. As we exchanged our vows, I could not help but think of my wife watching, knowing she set up and planned it, as well as dressing the woman who replaced her on the altar. How she was feeling as I slipped her ring on the finger of her replacement, or as she watched us embrace in a passionate kiss to the applause of the people who gathered to witness.
"I cannot believe we did that,"
laughed Maya as I took her in my arms, carrying her into our room.
"I knew you would enjoy it,"
I responded.
"Now the part every man looks forward to, the consummation. I'm looking forward to that part as well,"
purred Maya as I placed her on the bed, her dark hair fanned out and her dress blended with the white comforter.
"I just have one request."
"And what is that?"
I asked.
"Take me missionary," stated Maya. "I want us to look into each other's eyes as we make love. I want you to see me as your wife."
"As you wish,"
I replied before kissing her. I felt her bare thigh rubbing my side and her arms wrapped around my back, pulling my body to hers, breaking the kiss I pulled back. Maya looked like the vision of purity in her white dress, while the lust in her eyes gave the feel of a bride transitioning from chaste to sexual. Something about the image of a pure young woman was incredibly arousing. Lost in the fantasy, our breathing became more animalistic as I started to remove my shirt and Maya worked the bottoms of her bikini down her legs. I moved between Maya's open thighs and looked into her eyes.
"Are you ready to experience your wedding night?"
I asked playfully.
"Yes," hissed Maya, her voice dripping with need. Maya was open and ready as I placed the tip of my penis at her opening. Her body shivered and she let out a lusty growl as my dick slid along her lips. Wrapping her arms and legs around me, Maya helped drive me deep into her hungry pussy.
"Oh yes," panted Maya as I increased the speed and power of my strokes. With a final wail, Maya's body spasmed as she came milking my cock for every last drop. Her eyes closed, Maya's breath was deep as she released her grasp and her limbs fell to the bed.
"That was amazing," purred Maya.
"One of the best," I replied.
"You are the best," added Maya.
"Why Julie doesn't appreciate what she has, I do not know."
"You mean what we have?"
I smiled, thinking how my wife wants me to be with Maya.
"Yes, you are now mine,"
teased Maya as she moved to her hands and knees.
"Now fuck your wife properly."
Moving her dress to the side, exposing her ass and heart-shaped tattoo, I caressed her luscious rump.
"Is there any other way?"
I proclaimed, as I gave her ass a slap before moving in position behind her. Seeing Julie's car pull into the driveway, you would think there was some emergency.
"Michael,"
gasped Julie as she rushed into our home. After another sex-filled day in Hawaii, I spent the night with Maya at her condo before being welcomed home by Amber. We spent the day making love while Julie babysat Amber's two daughters. It was then that Amber informed me she had Joel trapped in a chastity belt, and Julie was incredibly desperate as she placed the keys in my suitcase.
"Where is your luggage?"
"What?" I asked, walking towards my wife.
"No hello or I miss you."
Julie wore a t-shirt and sweatpants, obviously to hide the belt. Her hair was disheveled and she stood in place, swaying her hips like she needed to go to the bathroom.
"Sorry, Michael,"
whimpered Julie, wrapping her arms around me.
"It's just been a hard week and there's something in your bag I really need."
"Don't worry, I have your wedding ring," I responded in a tone one would use to talk with a child, knowing Julie was desperate for the key to her chastity belt.
"Let me slip it on your finger, and we can make love."
"I can't," cried Julie. "Amber locked me in a damn chastity belt and hid the keys in your carry-on. So please tell me where your bag is."
"I don't have it,"
I lied, the bag being in the trunk of my car.
"What do you mean you don't have it?"
squealed Julie.
"I need those keys.
I let Maya borrow it," I responded, placing my hands on her hips, feeling the metal belt around her waist.
"You let Maya borrow it?"
yelled Julie, the frustration oblivious in her voice.
"Why would you do that? I'll text her that you are coming to get it."
"No you won't," I firmly replied.
"It's late. If I go back tonight, I will not be coming back until tomorrow. Please,"
begged Julie, looking into my eyes.
"I cannot wait any longer."
"Well, you just have to," I responded.
"I didn't know the keys to your chastity belt were in the bag. I didn't even know you had a chastity belt. I will give Maya a ride home from work tomorrow, fuck her brains out and get the bag then, so for now your cupcake has the keys to your chastity."
Julie looked like she was about to cry in frustration.
"You should be excited by that fact,"
I continued as I caressed her cheek. Julie bit her lower lip and squeezed her fists.
"While you've been fucking Maya like a horny teenager, I have been left frustrated,"
argued Julie, having to give Amber updates and going down on her several times a day for the past week, unable to get any relief. I ran my hands over her breasts and stomach before pressing the front plate covering her crotch.
"Well, you will just have to wait another day,"
I scolded.
"That is if you don't piss me off. I can always go to Maya or Amber for relief. Or I can just use your mouth.
In fact, let's do that. You can orally pleasure me while we watch the video of Maya and my beach ceremony."
"Yes, Michael,"
whimpered Julie, resigned to be denied another day.
Chapter 08
"Michael, there's something I want to talk about," I stated, straddling my husband's hips. We were preparing for bed, Michael in a pair of boxers and me in a deep blue satin nightie instead of my usual non-sexual sweats and tee. Normally, when a wife does this, the talking leads to sex. However, in our case, that sex would be with Maya.
"What do you have on your mind?"
smiled Michael as I felt his erection grow.
"It's about our future,"
I replied.
With Maya.
Okay.
Responded Michael, a tinge of nervousness in his voice, but I felt his dick twitch at the sound of her name. While including Maya in our sex lives was a thrill, even the most amazing adventures start to become mundane over time. Maya, who used to be my husband's secretary, looked like the Maya he dated after college, the woman who beat me for his heart. It was from that rejection that I discovered my arousal from being second to another woman. I leveraged Michael's feelings for the original Maya to get him to start a relationship with the replacement Maya. It worked wonderfully, with Maya unaware I was watching and encouraging the affair from afar. I even brought Amber, my coworker, into the mix as a unicorn and second cupcake. However, Michael's relationship with Maya was now a few years old. After Michael took an executive job at one of his clients, he and Maya no longer worked together, morphing their forbidden office liaison closer to a normal affair. Even Amber moved on after finding a rich man with whom she could have a traditional relationship. We needed a new angle, and I had just the idea.
What do you think about having a baby?
I proposed.
With Maya. You can't be serious!
Shouted Michael as he tried to buck beneath me.
Michael!
I interrupted.
Hear me out.
I knew this would be his reaction, hence why I positioned myself above him. I wanted to have the high ground and subdue his fight-or-flight reaction. Also, with my crotch pressed against his dick, I could stimulate him with a simple movement of my hips.
We had been talking about starting a family.
I continued, slowly grinding my crotch against his penis. Then Maya came into the picture and created a wonderful distraction. Admit it, adding her to the mix was the best thing we did for our sex life. Unfortunately, it's not as exciting as it used to be. It's becoming routine. We need a plot twist to keep it interesting. What I'm proposing is for Maya to go from your lover to your mate. Having a baby with Maya is very different than having a fling, argued Michael.
And it's not the same as us starting a family.
It can be.
I smiled.
We can tell everyone I'm infertile. No one questions such a statement. You can tell Maya you brought up the idea of her being a surrogate.
Couples do it all the time, and your company covers surrogate pregnancies.
I checked. In vitro isn't the same as getting someone pregnant, countered Michael.
True.
I agreed. But in vitro and surrogacy are two different things. Couples usually use in vitro to get a surrogate pregnant, but it's not the only option. You'll just be doing it the old-fashioned way. We signed the paperwork for Maya to be our surrogate, agreeing that we would be acquiring one of her eggs and renting her womb. You'll supply the sperm. How it's delivered is irrelevant to the agreement. But Maya would be their mother, not you, stated Michael.
That's the exciting part.
I purred. I could feel my arousal building as I tribbed against his dick. While Maya would be their biological mother, I'll legally be their mom. I can picture when we announce to our parents that Maya will provide them the grandkids I cannot. Our mothers will be so excited and grateful you're fucking Maya and she is having your baby. Praising her for doing what a wife should.
You're crazy.
Groaned Michael as the stimulation helped the idea take root. I haven't even told you the best part. I teased, increasing the pace of my strokes.
There's more.
Gasped Michael as I felt his cock throb with excitement.
Oh yes.
I replied in a sensual tone. We'll need a nanny, and who better than the baby's biological mother? You said Maya has been unhappy since you left the office. Your cupcake can go from the sexy secretary to the naughty nanny. We can offer her room and board and agree to pay for her to attend college at night. She would be living under our roof as your mistress, and me the unsuspecting wife. I was utterly wrapped up in the fantasy. One where it was Maya who provided Michael with sexual satisfaction and not me. The best I would allow was mutual masturbation, a mind fuck.
With your higher salary, we can afford a bigger house. One we can customize to our needs.
Our needs? Inquired Michael.
Yes.
I purred.
I'm thinking separate bedrooms.
We can claim I dislike sharing a bed. I'll find a house with an in-law suite for me, far away from the other bedrooms so Maya can easily sneak into yours. I'm also thinking of including a secret playroom for the two of you where I can watch unseen.
You thought this through?
Hissed Michael.
It's my new infatuation.
I smiled. It should take Maya 5 to 6 years to complete her degree. By then this should be out of our system, and we can return to a normal life. One with a child that's not yours.
Argued Michael.
A souvenir.
I countered.
One that will remind us of our adventure. Besides, how could I not love your child? It was then that Michael shuddered and had a massive orgasm with streams of sperm covering his stomach. It was the most he ever came by me since he started seeing Maya, and it was with him thinking of impregnating Maya.
Okay. Breathed Michael.
When Michael presented the offer to carry his child to Maya, she jumped at the opportunity, reigniting their passion. As I expected, everyone believed my claim of being infertile and expressed their sympathy for my failure as a wife. But when we declared we found another woman to become pregnant by my husband, that sadness became excitement. My mother couldn't contain her joy upon hearing Maya was willing to do my marital duty and give her the grandchild she wanted. Michael's mother pushed my arousal even further, calling Maya her surrogate daughter-in-law. I reveled in the eroticism of Maya being held up as my husband's breeding partner and worked at making it a reality. I set up the surrogacy and found an OBGYN who wouldn't need to consult with the fertility clinic. As expected, nothing was asked about my ability to get pregnant. They just admired my dedication, not knowing how it fed into my cuckqueen fetish. Looking around the room, I wanted everything to look perfect. For the conception, I had two requirements. First, my husband's first attempt to get Maya pregnant would be in our marital bed. With Maya now off birth control and approaching her fertile period,
I plotted 9-day fuckfest for the two lovers starting today and lasting until next Sunday. Normally, having your husband's mistress share the marital bed is considered the ultimate betrayal, but for me, it just added to my arousal. Since the start of Michael's and Maya's affair, Maya's texting with Michael had been through me. As the time for conception approached, I informed Maya that Julie, me, as I never referred to myself as his wife while texting, would be away on a girl's weekend so they would have the house to themselves, and he wanted nothing more than to try and conceive on the bed he shared with me. Maya thought it was delightfully kinky to play wife as she became pregnant. With the bedroom prepped, I started to get ready as my second requirement was to be present for the copulation. Something that required careful planning as Maya believed I knew nothing of their relationship. My idea was the movie cliche of hiding in the closet. I instructed Michael to purchase an identical door, cut out the center, and cover it with a two-way mirror, turning our closet into my voyeuristic den. As camouflage, I chose a black latex full-body catsuit. Purchased specifically for this occasion, the garment was custom-made to my exact measurements, consisting of thick latex and a zipper over the crotch. Naked and covered in lubricant, I started to squeeze my body through the neck. I felt like I was dressing in a rubber band as the thick latex of the collar stretched to consume my legs. The latex stretched over my limbs as I fought to get it over my hips. Once achieved, I worked my feet into the legs of the garment, finally settling once my toes reached the bottom and the latex was able to conform to my lower body. Working the suit up my torso, I slipped my arms through the collar up to my elbows and with great effort pushed my hands into the sleeves, forcing the latex to pop in place, hugging my flesh and squeezing my body. My sense of touch overloaded and dulled at the same time, placing me in a hyperstate. Gazing in the mirror, the latex looked like a second skin, molding perfectly to my body. The constant pressure, while not painful, was unrelenting, pulling on my crotch and ass and the compression of my breasts and waist, shaping and molding my body. The band that was so difficult to squeeze through sat snugly around my neck like a collar, leaving only my head exposed. I could feel the latex on every part of my body and I savored its erotic embrace. Knowing time was short, I started to add the final parts of my outfit. My intent was to be fully encased in latex, concealing myself in the darkness of the closet as I spied on the two lovers. To complete the look, I purchased a latex hood that included semi-transparent smoke-tinted latex over the eyes, leaving only two small holes for my nose and exposing my mouth. The mask fit perfectly with the tinted latex over my eyes, having a sunglass effect. Lastly, I picked up an inflatable gag designed to make the wearer completely mute. Securing the straps, the leather panel completely covered my lower face and chin, keeping my mouth firmly closed. With my outfit complete, I returned to the mirror for a final look. My body was completely covered in latex. All traces of individuality were gone, replaced with a dark female silhouette more alien-like than human. Ready, I opened the closet and stepped into my voyeuristic den. With the latex covering my eyes, the room was a dark void and the light piercing the mirror gave an other dimension feel. Dropping to my knees, I opened the zipper, exposing my sex. The smell of my arousal was enough to overcome the strong smell of latex. Lowering myself down, I straddled the small pillow I usurped for my self-pleasure. With its soft velvet pressed against my vagina, I waited. Alone and enclosed in the closet, all I could think about was what was about to happen. My husband was going to impregnate another woman and I was excited because I was going to watch. After what felt like an eternity, I heard a knock at the front door and Maya calling hello. My text told Maya the door was open and I Michael would meet her in the bedroom. This was intentional. I wanted Maya to enter my home alone as the victorious adulteress, not escorted by Michael as a visitor. After poking her head into the bedroom, she hesitantly entered. She was dressed for work in a tight black pencil skirt that would have exposed the stocking tops when she worked for my husband, and a red silk blouse that would have been distracting if not concealed under a black blazer. Her 3-inch stilettos were replaced with more practical 2-inch heels. Still sexy, but not to the extreme level she dressed when she worked for Michael. Comfortable in her occupation, Maya did an excited spin and began to shed her office attire. For me, it was a voyeuristic dream come true. I had spent countless hours watching Maya on camera. Today was the first time I would get to see her live, even if it was veiled by a mirror. It felt as if I was banished to some magical dimension, only able to watch as my husband's mistress transformed into the enchantress that would claim him. Trapped in the darkness, I could only watch through the looking glass. A shiver ran through my body as Maya approached the mirror, standing in the same position I had just minutes before, looking at herself as I looked back through the void. Seductively, she unbuttoned her blouse, exposing her red satin bra. Even in the practical undergarment, her breasts looked magnificent. I let out a low moan, silenced by my gag, as she unzipped her skirt, wiggling side to side as she pushed it over her hips. Maya then kicked off her heels and removed her tights. Dressed in only her underwear, Maya stopped and looked at herself in the mirror. Likewise, I gazed at her from the other side. Time stood still as we both admired her figure. While her bra and panties weren't meant to be sexy, Maya still looked like a lingerie model. Her ample bosom was cradled in her bra and her hips were defined by her panties. I couldn't take my eyes off her as I subconsciously caressed my womanhood. I wanted nothing more than to jump through the mirror and worship her as I pressed my finger against my slit. Reaching behind her back, Maya unhooked her bra, exposing her breasts, breasts that would soon be the source of nourishment for my husband's child. Her nipples were visibly hard and my eyes remained laser-focused as she caressed her luscious mounds. Her face showed her arousal as she unknowingly taunted me with what she offered my spouse. Almost as if I willed it, her hands slid down and removed her panties, revealing her shaved pussy. A wave of eroticism flowed through my body and I saw Maya naked for the first time. I was in awe and understood why my husband became so enamored with the original Maya, a body I recreated in the Maya who stood before me. Her black hair was styled in a playful cut,
perfect for her mischievous eyes, full cheeks, and sultry smile. Her breasts were magnificent, resting high and firm on her chest. Her waist was sculpted to give her a defined womanly curve that highlighted her birthing hips before flowing to her shapely legs. She was the ideal woman, perfect in every way, and it felt right for me to be on my knees before her. As she turned to admire her backside, I let out a quiet whimper as I viewed her perfect ass, round and firm, with my husband's name tattooed within a heart on her cheek, branding her body as his. With a final look over her shoulder and a flirty wink, Maya walked to her overnight bag to complete her transformation. I watched like a peeping Tom as she wrapped a black lace garter belt around her waist, before seductively sliding sheer black stockings up her legs and clipping them to the 6 garter straps. She then stepped into a pair of thong panties, pulling them up over her hips, leaving the heart-shaped tattoo visible. Topless Maya looked every bit the seductress as she sat at my vanity and put on the ruby jewelry I purchased for her throughout her relationship with my husband, earrings followed by the heart-shaped necklace, bracelet, and anklet. Property embellished, Maya reapplied her makeup, replacing her office look with one more sexual, foundation and highlighter to make her skin shine. Blush to give her a flustered look, while her eyeshadow and luscious lashes gave her eyes a seductive look, and a thick coating of red lipstick finished off with a high gloss gave her lips a sexy wet look. With her preparations complete, she returned to her position in front of the mirror to view the final product. The sheer panties, garter, and stockings only highlighted Maya's nakedness. Her large firm breasts were fully on display, a visual feast for those privileged to see them, and I was mesmerized by the goddess who stood before me. My cupcake was ready to seduce my husband and bear his child. After a moment of thought, she turned towards the bed and walked to my nightstand and picked up my wedding bands. Returning to the mirror, she slipped the symbol of my marriage to Michael on her finger. With a triumphant smile, she held them up to the mirror, proclaiming her complete victory. My arousal was almost enough to make me come by itself. Maya was flawless and stood as the mistress of my bedroom, ready to take my place with my husband. It felt like I was in an alternate reality where Maya was Michael's wife and I was banished from existence, only able to observe like a ghost. The moment was broken when Michael appeared. "You look incredible," complimented Michael, his eyes devouring her body just as mine had. My husband looked every bit the handsome man he was. Leaving nothing to chance, I scheduled a haircut with his barber, requesting the complete hot towel treatment. His crisp white shirt was washed and ironed by me, and his suit was fresh from the dry cleaners. "Michael," purred Maya as my husband approached and kissed her like a long-lost lover, his hands moving over her perfect breasts and her perfect ass. I let out a silent whimper as I watched my husband and his lover share a kiss. Two incredibly attractive people pressed against each other, a mockery of our love. My warped mind loved it. My emotions were swirling like a tornado. Jealousy and love mixed with my inferiority complex to create arousal. With the replacement Maya playing the original's proxy, the scene that playing out before me was how reality should have been. Maya, wearing Michael's wedding ring, preparing to create a child, while I was in the shadows, abandoned watching. Unable to control my lust, I humped the pillow between my legs, sliding my pussy against its smooth surface like some rutting animal as the two lovers continued their intimate embrace. They were so familiar with each other, both physically and emotionally, knowing just what to do as if it was choreographed. My body shivered with arousal as my hand found its way to my exposed vagina and rubbed my clit. As I felt the beginning waves of an orgasm, I forced myself to pull my hand away as I wanted to come as Michael injected his sperm into his lover. Breaking the kiss, they looked into each other's eyes before Michael twisted Maya so she was leaning against his chest with both facing the mirror and me. Maya's flawless body was placed on display as she was held possessively by my husband. They looked like the perfect couple, Michael, strong and handsome, and Maya so sexy.
"So are you ready?"
questioned Michael as he looked into the mirror.
"Oh yes,"
hissed Maya, answering for the two of us.
"We can still stop this," cautioned Michael. "This is a serious step.
I want nothing more than to be the mother of your child," replied Maya. Michael didn't reply, he just turned Maya around for another kiss. This time his hand gripped her hair, as the other slid down the small of her back to grope her ass. Maya moaned with desire as she pressed herself against him, and I had to clasp my hands behind my back to keep from bringing myself off from the sight. Breaking the kiss, Michael glanced at the mirror before removing his suit jacket. Maya quickly helped with his tie and shirt, exposing his chiseled chest. The two lovers moved quickly to the bed. Maya was lying in my usual spot before pulling off her panties and spreading her legs in preparation for my husband as Michael stood at the base removing his pants and underwear. Naked, Michael crawled onto the bed over his receptive cupcake and leaned down to give her a passionate kiss. Reaching to my side, I picked up the latex dildo molded from Michael's cock. An exact duplicate, it would be my inferior proxy as Maya experienced functional member. While they engaged in an act of love, I would be hidden in the closet performing self-pleasure.
"Fuck me,"
breathed Maya as the kiss broke. As Michael positioned his member at Maya's vaginal opening, and I did the same with the duplicate. This was the moment of anticipation, the moment before Michael and Maya coupled. The three of us moaned in unison as Michael pushed his cock into his lover, and I slipped the dildo into my soaking cunt. Mesmerized, I watched as the cock promised to me disappear into another woman. I matched his rhythm with the dildo, sharing their passion as they made love. Maya's moans turned into cries of lust as Michael pushed in and out with greater urgency. Wrapping her arms and legs around my husband, did her best to meet my husband's forceful thrusts. I did my best to match their energy, using both hands to drive the duplicate of Michael's cock in and out of my vagina. Maya's grunt with each thrust acted as a proxy for my own muted cries of passion as I plunged the dildo deep into myself.
Michael's climax set off a chorus of animalistic groans as his pent-up seed exploded into his mate, setting off Maya's orgasm as he injected billions of sperm into her receptive body. This culmination of my fantasy drove me to one of the strongest orgasms I've had. My whole body shuddered, enduring the physical pleasure that washed throughout my body. If Maya wasn't in the throes of ecstasy, she would have heard my scream even with the gag. We orgasmed together for what seemed like an eternity. As Michael ebbed, he leaned down and kissed Maya. She held him tight, ensuring every last bit of semen was drained from his body before her limbs dropped lifeless back to the bed. Slumped over, I fought the latex suit to pull enough air. Panting, Michael and Maya looked at each other. I could see a new level of intimacy that had been reached. My emotions of jealousy and betrayal were overridden by my fetish desire to see it grow. We made a baby, giggled Maya. Yes, we did, replied my husband before kissing his mate. That was the best sex ever, continued Maya. I'm glad it was with you. It was wonderful for me too, stated Michael. But I want to make sure we were successful. Maya screamed in delight as Michael rolled her over on all fours. They were now both facing me, watching themselves in the mirror. Their bodies were glistening in perspiration from their first encounter. Her breathing was heavy, yet her breasts remained firm as they hung from her body. Placing his hands on her hips, Michael took a long look in the mirror. He knew I was watching, reveling in their lovemaking. With his still hardened cock pressed against her entrance, he drove it in. Maya arched her back, accepting his shaft, gasping in delight. Slow at first, Michael built up a rhythm, causing Maya to emit little squeaks as he hammered into her. I could see the look of accomplishment on his face as he fucked his mistress in front of me for a second time. The image was nearly enough to push me over the edge, and I lifted my ass in an uncomfortable yet pleasurable approximation of Maya's position as I drove Michael's proxy in and out of my cunt, never breaking eye contact with my cupcake. To me, it was like we were all experiencing sex together, with Michael and Maya as a couple and me experiencing from afar. Cries of pleasure accompanied the slapping of flesh. I paused my self-pleasure for a moment to witness their climax. Maya's pleasure was undeniable as Michael deposited a second load of sperm in her receptive womb. Maya's body trembled as the waves of pleasure washed over her before collapsing into the bed, gasping from the exertion. Breaking from my daydream, I started to pump the dildo in and out in a desperate attempt to catch up to the two lovers. My self-pleasure felt like a pathetic attempt to participate as they cuddled before me. My muted rutting sounded nothing like the chorus of pleasure they created. With the latex toy buried deep in my pussy, I spasmed as my orgasm spread throughout my body. When I finally regained my senses, I opened my eyes to see the two lovers cuddling in my marital bed. Maya sleeping soundly, wrapped in my husband's arms. Not wanting to disturb the exhausted lovers, I crawled through the access door in the back of the closet. In the spare bedroom, I removed the gag and latex hood before walking quietly to the first floor, where I would slip on a pair of knee-high boots, an ankle-length skirt, and a sweater to conceal the latex outfit. With my car parked down the block, I planned to spend the weekend at Maya's condo while she spent it in my home with my husband. Come Sunday, I would return to my perch in the closet while Michael and Maya were out for brunch to watch that day's mating before Maya vacated my home. With any luck, she would be pregnant by then. The end. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.